Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday.
I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Paul.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. Real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. how old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Here we go again. I was lying on my back porch, just to get some sun. Had my hair done up in pigtails, had my swimming suit on.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
It came a shadow
you are
over
drunk
me.
At a tissue level.
I opened up my eyes to see, and what did I see?
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
There was a man, what a man, looking down over me. Tall, dark, and handsome, 6 foot.
You just don't value yourself enough.
Telling me he knew there was something that he wanted to see. He said, "Hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter."
I want to jerk a knot in your tail.
See that hot dog out there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford, waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. A few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with, and that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
So I'm living in my own truth, and the truth is, I am God's child. I am a good person. I'm a gentle
person.
Shut up! I'm not a perfect person, but I'm...
Shut up!
I'm a good person.
Shut up!
I felt like I was being, of all people, being kicked in the teeth. Essentially, you've been accused
Shut
of being
up!
A hypocrite. Oh, that's the irony of it, isn't it? I mean, that to me is the definition of obscenity.
Shut up!
That is very painful to me.
Frank, was there any trepidation on your part to a little concern about a lot of people don't want to talk about their children publicly?
Yeah, a little bit. I must say that, Larry. But Cody's a very public person. You can't really hide your family. We don't intend to do that. He has a very private life also. I think he's learning a lesson, too. It's kind of hard to have me as a parent, Kathy as a parent. He has to learn to live that way, grow that way. And I find it very interesting. Here's a kid who can't read and he can't write.
Can't spell.
Can't spell, and he's written a bestseller.
Who are these people?
Now, Kathy Lee Gifford's biggest interview yet. How on earth did you score this one?
Let me tell you, Pat, it wasn't as easy as people might think. Frank is a very private person. So this is the first, folks. The Frank Gifford you don't know. But I do. Are you nervous?
Yes. I'm always nervous when I go on a big show.
From laughter... to tears.
You're crying.
And even a surprise birth announcement.
Don't you think it's time we let America know our wonderful news?
About the baby?
Kathy Lee and Frank holding nothing back. It's an historic interview, and we've got it covered from every angle. First, the makeup chair.
Is it safe? Look what the cat dragged in. Hello.
Hello, my darling.
She's making you gorgeous.
Yeah, she had a lot to work with.
Then behind the scenes of our New York studios.
Where is it?
And finally, to our insider, Seth.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Frank Gifford on the insider, Seth. Have a seat.
Thank
here.
You. Thank
I got
you, thank
questions
you.
For you.
You really do look gorgeous.
Thank you, sweetie.
Come closer.
After a few last-second adjustments, the moment has arrived.
Frank Gifford's ready. All right, I know you aren't prepared for this. You're a trained professional.
Whoa.
I'm going to put you in the hot seat.
Well, I'm used to that.
All right, you ready? Biggest regret.
First time as a father?
Mm.
Not being there enough?
They don't think that way. They thought you were great.
Frank has two children from previous marriages and two with Kathy Lee. Later this year, he and Kathy Lee will celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary.
Secrets to a happy marriage.
Listening. And caring.
Favorite thing about your life?
You.
One thing in life you wish you could change?
I'd have met you earlier in life.
Best thing about me?
The total package.
Worst thing about me?
The total package.
Boxers or briefs?
Preferably none.
You're so full of bull. You're a boxer man, and you know it.
This boxer man, way to go, Frank, was wearing a suit when we caught up with Frank and Kathy Lee at the Tribeca Film Festival for the premiere of Toots.
This movie would not have been made without you.
The documentary, which was a huge hit, was about the remarkable life of Frank's good friend and father figure, New York restaurant owner Toots Shore. Frank was with Toots shortly before he died.
And what'd you say to him?
Well, I knew he was going to be gone shortly, and he was.
You're crying. You love this guy.
I'm worried. I've always cried a lot.
Where's your queen?
Look at his mouth.
Do him that.
Jesus, no. Please. No, please.
You go, man. Why you pull that queen?
Apparently, that set off a profanity-laced tirade, which included a derogatory term often used to describe someone's sexual orientation. While we're cleaning it up as best we can, the end said of Mariotti, what a piece of expletive he is, expletive, derogatory term. I don't have anything against those people. In my country, you call someone something like that, and it is not the same as it is in this country. I called that of this man, Mariotti. I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
I just realized the other night when I cut the power to the church, I was a real f**k. Yeah. But it was only because I was worried, you know? Something could happen to you.
It's a nice thing.
You don't understand. Vincent.
You're not dreaming.
I love you.
He's a fag.
Homo.
He's a piece of shit. You know what I mean? And what I say about the word I use, I should say something different. I think a lot of people was hurting feeling. I don't mean it that way. I don't waste my time talking about Jay. You know, Jay's a piece of shit. And he want to know, he should be here right now. Talk to me right now. Is it man enough? He should be here right now with you guys. I should use another word. You know, he's going to get suspended because you don't like one guy. You say in the one determination or should. But, you know, I mean, just they can do whatever they want. But I'm not going to back it up. I will say I will apologize to the people I offended. And because I should say use another word. But besides that, I'm still waiting for Jay.
He's a fag.
In California, you're on the air. What do you think?
Boy, that guy's comments were a little out of line.
I believe, you know, they don't know what their kids are doing on the computers nowadays. Are you guys in New York?
Yes, we are.
The big question about that is, why aren't Don and Mike on live in New York? I don't understand that. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's an interesting point.
Yeah. Oh, there's no burping there? No burping at all. It's a different guy. That's the East Coast Bob, I think.
How you feeling, King Mike?
I feel like a king. I'm king of the world.
You got your balloons. You got your signs.
The banner's my favorite part, and they modified it. Last year it was 6. This year it's 7, and of course preceded by a 2.
And now here's your favorite.
I'm still older than your girlfriend.
Your girlfriend is still younger than that, though, even if you were 27, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
I only bring her up because, well, we'll be talking to her in a moment. Our time, East Coast 310.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we're in a lot of places all over the country where the time is different. So,
hello!
Look at your watch. So I got invented watches. We'll play this song because this is the last day. After 15 years, they were broadcasting from this rat hole.
I'm going to miss it.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Hello.
Tonight, all new studios when we come back.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I don't
know. Hello.
Hi there. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Last show, right?
Yeah.
Last show of this studio. Look at him. Look at him standing right there. At attention.
He's mentally retarded.
How's your birthday?
How's your... Who's going to move all of our crap out of the office?
Wow.
I was hoping that you guys could come in and help out.
Sure. I see Buzz has his stuff boxed up.
Buzz has Buzz's room on it.
He's already packed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzz is packed on?
Yeah. Did I pack?
No.
I didn't pack you.
I didn't pack.
We have a bigger box, actually, for Buzz. We'll be putting him in it after today's show.
Great, really.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fond. Farewell to Fairfax.
All right.
And all the ships at sea. Hey, they prefer the sticky. The Don Geronimo. And he's a good birthday boy.
Hi, Otis.
Is it Mike O'Mara?
Yeah. Well, howdy, cats.
Hey, everybody.
As you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Thursday.
Thursday!
0622-06. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, Buzz, the only one that ain't retarded. Listen, here's your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Or you can try 800-636-1067 if you're listening to us in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Last chance today to use that special number at 202-432-1067. That number goes teeps up. And at the end of the show today,
it will be no longer.
We're on the intro now. You can hear us on your computer. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. If you want to send us electronic mail, do it. Go ahead, send it. Someone will look at it.
Send it in.
Send it to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Send it to email. And also, there's podcasts everywhere. There's podcasts at iTunes. There's podcasts at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right.
There's podcasts at the various free FM sites.
Right.
So I think that's it. We got it covered. Playing this song. I love this song anyway.
Yeah.
Steam. Na-na. Hey.
Right.
Goodbye.
And there couldn't be a more appropriate song for this building.
Right. Now, understand, we're not going anywhere, really. We are going to...
This doesn't affect anybody listening.
As far as you guys listen, we ain't going anywhere.
We'll still be at the same place on your radio dial.
That's right.
Might sound a little better, might sound a little crisper, might sound a little more seamless.
Uh-huh.
That is the hope.
Right.
After, that is after 15 years of working in this piece of crap studio.
What?
As of, I think, 7 o'clock tonight, they're going to start tearing this room down.
And we should point out that although it'll be seamless, we will go from this wretched place to now getting the bugs out of the new place, because no matter how new, how shiny, how wonderful, you know, it is a new experience.
No, it'll be perfect.
And I hope everybody shows up for work on time.
So do we.
Some of us don't know how to get there yet. Some of us haven't even done a test drive, and I don't think I'm going to do it until we're...
The first day?
I say why not.
Of course not. Anyway.
You told me not to go look at it. You told me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have gone anyway.
I would have. I would have actually...
No, you would
have.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to do it this week, but
no,
I didn't
you
because...
Have.
You, yes, I would have.
Well, the furniture's there.
You had said you want me to see it when it's all done.
The consoles are there. The furniture is there. Now you've just got to hook it up and arrange everything.
Mm-hmm. Get her done.
Yeah. Get her done. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited because, sure. You know, God knows for years and years we've bitched about the equipment, and even more so you'll hear me scream when something goes off that's not supposed to go off, or I press a button and something is old and antiquated and doesn't work, and Buzz has to actually beat on his...
control board, my own control board.
Has to beat his...
he's got a little stick in there.
Beat his stick over there to get that thing going.
Right.
And
his microphone stick.
The microphone, a lot of times, he has to beat his console to get it to work. And there's just so many things that are wrong here. And you know,
beat your console so many times, and it just won't bounce back anymore.
We've been second-class citizens as far as equipment goes. Are you kidding me? We're refugees. We could have been out there playing for Ghana today, kicking the United States' ass in the World Cup. That's how low on the food chain we are, for God's sake.
We found out early on that the amount of revenue you bring in for the company in this city does not necessarily result in getting the first run equipment.
No.
Quite the opposite. You know, shows that make less money for the company in different areas of the city seem to get new shiny equipment.
But then we fell back to our most comfortable position, being absolute whining bitches about it, to the point where they finally said, what can we do? What can we do?
What do you want?
And what can they do? We needed a change of scenery, a physical change of scenery after working here. The thought that they were going to redo studios here is a joke, because we've had studios redone here.
Yeah, they've tried that.
Like on Britney's redoing shows.
Didn't
and they
really
just
work.
They don't work. So
I walked in specifically.
We're static.
You didn't even know this. I walked into Michael Hughes' office about 2 months ago, and I pounded on his desk, and I said, listen, double my commute. Do it right now.
And he did.
And he did. And he took care of it.
Who knew it'd be that easy?
It was done in a nanosecond.
That's a hell of a birthday present.
It was done. He did it. Well, it took a little more than that. I actually physically grabbed him. I actually grabbed him by the collar.
Well, now, are you really mad?
No.
That you're going to have more of a commute?
No, not at all. I would have told you if I was. I'm actually looking forward. I think the trade-off is the new building. That was just a joke. That was a little joke. I am not mad about the commute at all.
Just making sure. Well, it's too late now.
Too late now. And, you know, really, the fact is, I'm not really, you can't be mad about something you don't know about. So I don't know. I'll let you know. That'll be part of the deal. You know, if I show up on time, you'll know it's easy. I'm going to leave. I've got a set time that I'm going to leave.
Hey, but listen,
I'm a little nervous about it.
You got to be in your car or on your motorcycle for a couple more seconds.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how great will it be one day to come in and know that there's been nobody else?
Yes.
I'm just talking about your pet peeve.
That's huge.
Sitting in your chair.
This.
Spitting in your microphone.
You bet your ass.
You get what I say?
Your ass.
Your little, your controls that you have over there, Buzz, your little control board that you have. Nobody screws with it. When we leave that building at 7 o'clock, we lock the door, we turn on the electronic thing, and that's it.
There used to be, not so much on your side, I don't think, but when I come over here every day, stuff. Do you know, as late as yesterday, do you know what was sitting here that I stared at until I finally got the courage up to pick it up and throw it in the trash?
What?
A freaking fingernail.
Ugh.
A fingernail sat here all day yesterday. I'm not. Well, if there's a fingernail over here, it's going to be mine that has fallen
right.
off, that has sloughed off somehow. So,
Mike, I pretty much can tell you every day. You can't see this on my side.
You got a little trash can over
but
there.
But I can tell you, and not only on the trash can, but I can pretty much tell you exactly. I could give you an instant analysis of a stool sample of any of the junkies.
Uh-huh. Right.
Any day. These are the guys who do the morning show.
Because of the leavings in the trash?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, just because, you know, there's food everywhere.
Right. Yeah, it's not exactly...
Food, there's...
The people that take care of the junkies don't exactly police the station, let us say.
Right.
And we're looking for some of our computer equipment to bring with us.
Right.
A couple of monitors.
Uh-huh.
We keep finding a whole bunch of these. We keep finding a whole bunch of rusted razor
blades.
I
wish this was television. You are holding up a rusty razor. That is a razor. There is rust on it.
We used to edit tape with those, and there's still some around. Right.
And it's not just rust. Isn't there some leavings on the other side?
Yeah, of course. Somebody has cut a piece of pizza with it or something like that.
Wow.
Anyway,
so we're static. Here is our schedule. Let's get this out of the way.
All right.
Right up front. Our vacation technically starts tomorrow. That's because I'm asking for two additional days. You don't get them off, so shut up.
I'm proud of you, though.
You know, we get our 2-week summer vacation.
Uh-huh.
And if I want to be a dick about it, and if Mike wants to be a dick about it, we really... I shouldn't even bring it up because people bitch about our vacations
there's
anyway.
There's really no need. There's no need. We are taking what is due.
We could take extra time if we wanted, uh-huh. because the company could say, you know, well, there's the July 3rd, July 4th,
right.
whatever.
Exactly,
the company holiday
is part of the contract.
We missed.
Okay, so.
People will bitch no matter what we say.
Right.
Anyway, here's the schedule. Today's the last show for about 2 weeks. We're off tomorrow. Reason for that, very simple. They want to start tearing up these studios.
Right.
And B, my daughter's flying in tonight with the grandkids, and I don't want to get into stuff with her and her medical stuff, but this is the only time that's good for her and her family to come out and visit me. And days are precious. I don't mean that she's in dire straits, but
right.
I mean time with her and her family is precious to me. So screw it. We're not going to do the show tomorrow because I want to spend the day with my daughter and her family.
Right.
And they've got a limited amount of time that they can actually come out and get around. Now, coming back, we would normally come back exactly 2 weeks from Monday. Unfortunately for me, 2 weeks from Monday is July 10th, which is the one-year anniversary of Frida's car accident. I would simply rather not do the show that day, talk about everything that happened over the holiday. You know,
I don't think it was ever said to anybody around here even, but I think everybody knew it.
Deal with that. Right. Gone today, back July 11th. Deal with it.
Yeah. Okay? Now, make your fingers bleed on the keyboard. Go crazy, people. Go nuts.
Mm-hmm. We've worked... Can I tell you something?
What? How long?
12 straight weeks.
Well,
12, well, almost 12, well, not counting tomorrow, it's a freebie. 12 straight weeks.
That's almost 3 months.
12 straight weeks.
Yeah, I don't count for that.
I'm exhausted, Mike.
I don't count for that full 12 weeks due to my brief hospital stay.
That's true.
Which I count. I do. I count all of them.
That
was half a show.
That's what we're up to. That's what's happening. Looking forward to this vacation. I am a lot. That's why I don't feel comfortable coming back and talking about it on the anniversary of the day that Frida died, because I'm looking forward to a lot of great stuff over this vacation with Bart interacting with Amy and the grandkids, and then the girlfriend meeting Bart and the girlfriend meeting Frida's whole family and the whole big thing and everybody getting together. It should be very nice.
Hope you
have
a good time.
Nothing but great stories, but you could understand that day is kind of a special day. So,
absolutely.
Okay, there you go. That business is done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about this business? It is Mike's birthday today.
Thank you, guys. Before the show, all the guys gave me some really nice stuff, and you guys were terrific. I got a lot of laughs from the cars.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
And I would not be doing her proud unless I thanked Beth Ann McBride, who sent me a lovely email today with the most amazing nude photo of herself.
Happy birthday to
you. You have ever seen.
Wow.
I didn't know. Are you kidding? It was amazing.
Are you kidding? All the gifts that we shower upon you,
mm-hmm.
and you sit there like a spoiled, petulant child. You sit there and you go, oh, this is great. The first person you choose to thank is an ex-employee who you didn't even really get along with that well.
You should see the picture, though.
Well, you got to remember the tension.
I have. I took them.
That was sexual tension. You're absolutely right, Rob.
Has her ass recovered from that spider bite?
That was no spider bite. It was an Omero bite. No spider bite at all.
Just sucked the poison out.
No, it was very nice of all of you. I'll really say this for you,
and this is a compliment.
Am I appearing to be spoiled about it, or were you just saying that?
No. It's spoiled is not the word. I wish
like unimpressed or expectant. I want to make sure I'm not doing any of those.
I certainly wish
because last year was great. This year I'm a little embarrassed.
I wish. Well, I'm talking about the off air part.
Okay, I still get a little embarrassed. I do. It was too much good stuff.
I wish that I wasn't so repressed, that I didn't hold, that I could let it down and just sit there like you do, and you my friend, you basked in it.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's good at
that. There's, the only way to describe it is Mike is sitting with everybody around him, giving him gifts. He's wearing stuff. He's putting on stuff. He's laughing. He's doing the things that everybody normally hates. He's reading cards out loud.
Yeah.
And it's like... He's doing the Charlie voice sometimes. He's doing his serious voice, and he's looking at the big box, and he's looking at the little boxes.
Putting stuff on his head.
And he's just really friggin' happy.
I'm delighted with every... And a really, you know...
Just
as
happy.
Far as the material end of things, a very significant birthday, and I thank you for that.
You've been a good
really
boy
cool
this year.
Thing and something I didn't know I wanted until I saw it. I didn't even know what it was until it was explained to me. And then once it was explained to me, I can't stop thinking about it. Did you notice how quick that might? I might have set a record for putting that in my car for immediately because for some reason I got very possessive all of a sudden. Normally, my laziness will kick in and I will delegate that responsibility to somebody else. But I took that right down to the car.
You
very,
that.
Very excited.
Well, you definitely like sitting there and just having it radiate around you. And I'm not putting you down.
Would you enjoy it?
I wish I could feel that way. I don't feel that way about birthdays. You enjoy it.
I do.
You like sitting there and...
Well, this is it. I mean, this is the biggie for me, you know. Well, no, that's not true. There'll probably be more because we happen to have tomorrow off, you know. I'll probably do a little more celebrating than I would normally do.
Good
on
for
a,
you.
You know, on a work night. You know, normally it'd be a nice quiet dinner. Maybe now it's going to be, you know, festive. In fact, radioactive festive.
Well, I think before we get to that, I'm going to get to this. Okay. Mike, incidentally, I spoke with Mike last night. We will talk if we have time today. We're jam-packed. That Regis thing. Send me your check now.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get some time to talk about that?
Yeah, we got some time of it. Send me your check.
Jesus.
Now, I know I wasn't going out on the biggest limb in the world, but this show will not last 5 weeks. This America's Got Talent. Mm. Awful hack. Bad editing Regis like he's doing the World Parade.
Did even you have any idea how horrible it would be?
They had sent a 30-minute demo, which had the absolute highlights. You know, like the 14-year-old girl that could sing, or like there was an 8-year-old stand-up comic. And they very briefly put in like the guy who plays with spoons on his head or whatever
right.
it is.
Snap!
As a snap guy. I mean,
God, how horrible.
God, that show was awful. And Buzz, not so bad that you keep watching it.
Nope,
not so bad
not so
that
bad
you say,
good.
Oh, this is train wreck TV.
Mm-hmm.
So bad that you say, it's 9:43. Maybe I'll watch the last couple of minutes of Larry King.
Ah. And you know what made Hasselhoff an icon?
What?
The fact that he was on that stupid TV show and then he became a success in Germany. And otherwise, we didn't have to hear about him.
Yeah.
Or hear him.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. Behind me is the world-famous entrance to Paramount Studios.
Oh, God. Hold. Just save that.
Paramount.
Paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to Paramount.
Discuss the Regis show, which just couldn't suck it up. And I can't figure out how they're going to do it. Is it going to be live tonight? Because obviously last night was taped.
Taped and horribly taped.
And, yeah, and poorly edited. But they would like put text numbers on the bottom, and it's... So American Idol-ish, you know, like I said, with the combination of Hollywood Squares and got Hasselhoff, who's
Hasselhoff.
Standing up and applauding some guy who plays his pubic hair, like, you know.
Terrible.
And don't
terrible.
Get Piers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Piers, the British guy.
The British guy.
Is that his name?
Piers.
Yuck.
It'll never be remembered, Rob.
Just a wreck. So anyway, I'm on the phone with my buddy Mike last night, and right when I'm on the phone with him, he says, oh, incidentally, good timing on this. Carla's out walking the dog. She has agreed to come on the air to sit under the hot lights of the Inquisition.
Oh, I hope it's
for Mike's
like
birthday.
That.
No. Mike, it'll be a wonderful experience.
Just to chat.
Yeah. So,
and as I said before, she really said, you know, I don't want to talk to you. She said she
needs
your pressure. I said, well, all right. I mean,
I will just turn your microphone off.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Oh, come on, just turn it off.
I'd like to just say, you know, if I need to chime in, would you allow me that? I'll be disciplined. I'm not gonna interrupt.
I'll turn it off so like you're heard, and then I'll turn it back on. If you got to jump in.
Hello.
Hello, is this Carla?
This is Carla.
Hey, Carla. It's
Hi.
Me. He's here.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Hi,
Con. Hi there. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Well, hi, Mike.
Hi, Carla.
I'll turn off Mike's microphone.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me turn his microphone off now.
Well, you going to turn my microphone off?
Yeah. There you go. So, first, how the heck are you?
I am good. I'm good.
Good.
Very
good. Good.
Good.
Understand you'd like to have a baby?
I do.
You do.
I do.
Well.
At some point, though.
Okay, let's see if we can put some parameters on this.
Okay.
How long do you think at some point would be?
I'd say in the next 3 years.
3 years.
In the next 3 years. I don't want to give it a time, but...
But 3 years is good.
When I'm ready.
3 years is good.
When I'm ready.
What if it doesn't happen in 3 years?
I might not be ready in 3 years. I don't know. At some point, I do know that I do want a little baby.
When Mike has spoken of this, he's mentioned this that in a roundabout way that you're almost at an impasse. I got the feeling that you would like the baby today.
If you're going to look
today,
at me, turn my microphone on.
I got the feeling you would like to have the baby today.
You know what's so funny? Actually, I had a baby in my dreams the other night that I never told Mike about.
Oh, there you go.
It was Tuesday. I guess it was all the baby talk on Monday.
Mike just crossed himself, and you know why? Because you kids use that Catholic method.
Oh, it.
That's a decision for you kids to make.
Right.
But anywho, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
He can't respond to you right now.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Carla.
So you would really like to have a kid. I don't know if Mike is ready to have a kid, wants to have a kid. Will you not take him as is? Will you not take the package simply as is?
You know what? I love the package.
Hey!
I love the package.
Well, then
he is great.
Then does he not have to supply you with a baby for this relationship to flourish?
You know what? I think that he just might someday.
No.
And, you know, of course, I don't want him to want to, you know, have a baby with me just because I want it. I want both of us to want
it. Okay, but what if he doesn't?
Well, if he doesn't, when the time comes, I guess the time comes. I guess it's not a deal breaker now. I might say it might be a deal breaker later, but
three years.
Changes.
Well, then see, this is really why, and it's a good thing he's not listening now.
Okay, good.
He's not speaking now. I know he's listening now. he's listening. You see, he's an old man.
He's my old man.
And,
he's 47.
Yes, I know. I'm 47. I will be 48 soon. I'm an old man. For God's sakes, my daughter is older than you, honey.
I know.
So, listen, this is not about you. This is about Mike.
Okay.
If, in fact, it is a three-year window that you're going to give him to have this kid, you got to get working on it now. I mean, cause
okay.
You know what? Because
we're
burning daylight here. And I mean, literally.
What do you mean by working on it?
What I mean is stay in.
Stay in tonight. That's a good idea.
No. I mean, that's what I mean. Make it happen now, because if you wait 3 years, by my calculations, 3 years. If you wait 3 years, Mike will be 50.
You're right, he will be. And then if we're going to have it anyways, the kid would be 3 years old.
That's right. And then you have the tough years out while he still is functioning.
And his jolly old self, yes.
So why are we...
I agree with you.
So then if that's that, go off on this vacation and procreate.
Hey, we might.
No, let's not make that we might. Let's make that we will.
Okay, sure.
Make that we will. See, Mike, she would...
Sounds great to me.
Sounds good.
She wants the baby. What about me? You got my microphone turned off.
Well, now...
You're figuring out my life, but
she is. She is already... Mike, I have already gotten her to the point.
Birthday.
It's gone from a three-year window
to
really...
Thanks a lot, pal.
Well, listen, you're not getting any younger.
You're right about that.
So, Esther, get off the pot.
I feel it today.
That's what I'd say. Esther, get off the pot. I believe that's what Carla's saying to you in her way.
Okay.
And I think what you should do is drive that point home tonight.
Okay, we'll get in a big fight on this birthday. That would be perfect.
No. I didn't mean get in a fight. I meant, when I said drive that point, I was talking about, you know, Mike, you know, doing that thing you guys
driving
are doing.
Driving that point.
The nest to your ears to the nest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead. So have you? I'll ask you something else that I know Mike would probably me not rather you ask, but I will ask because I am his good friend.
Okay.
If he was to make the commitment to you,
mm-hmm.
Now don't stare at me, Mike, because it's a serious one. If he was to make the commitment to you and stay inside and give you the papoose, what guarantee does he have? With no offense to the thousands of other women who Mike's had relationships with.
Right.
What guarantee does Mike have that you're not going to be, no offense, like every other bitch that's come down the pipe. I mean, really, what does Mike, if Mike makes the commitment to stay inside and give you the little one,
right?
What does he get out of it besides the potential of maybe a third ex-wife?
Oh, my God, that's a tough question.
That's a what?
A really tough question, Don.
That's a what question?
It's a very tough question.
Thank you. That's a tough question.
I can't answer it at this moment.
Well, I have
to think about it.
How about a prenuptial, pre-baby making? I mean, I hate to get legal on your ass.
You can't get legal.
But why not something that says you supply me with a baby within, let's say, Mike is rather fertile. I'd say you could get it done probably within 30 days.
22 years.
I think that's a brilliant idea, Don.
30 days, 60 days. And what you do is you sign something saying as soon as you get the news that his swimmers have made it, then that's it. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel.
We can do that.
No matter what, you don't leave him. No matter what he does to you.
Right.
No matter what he does.
Right. He can do anything, right?
He can do anything.
Okay.
Because I know the other ones haven't left him because he's done stuff like screwed around, you know, and that's always a woman's number one concern.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think he hits them.
No. Well, let's not talk about that, Buzz. No, he's not. Only because she hit you first. No. Mike never hit Billy. He never hit her.
Oh, no.
I don't know about
that part, so.
Okay, so here's where we're at. You want to have a baby.
I want.
You see? She does.
Indeed.
So, Mike,
I'm 25. I need that in my life.
My God, listen to her.
Uh-huh.
You know what you got to do, Mike? You got to fish or cut bait. You really got to. You got to stick it or get stuck. But you know what you need? You need somebody on your side like Jacobian Myers,
uh-huh.
Johnny Cochran, Mr. Johnny.
Sounds like she's gone along with that.
You need somebody to get her to say, if Mike makes this commitment to you, that, you know, and I'm not talking about something that later can come back to bite Mike in the ass legally.
But totally to my advantage.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Yeah, right. We'll have our agent draw up
some
papers. Maybe just, you know, just as something as simple as if you were to prick your finger and get some blood and write in blood, you know.
I can do that.
I think Mike needs this, you know. Dear Mike,
uh-huh.
You know, I will never leave you.
As you can see, I'm drawing blood.
I think that's the reassurance. That's the reassurance that cat needs.
You know what? If that's what he needs, I will prick myself tonight.
Yeah,
I'll have that letter waiting for him when he comes home.
And then he'll prick you.
We can go up and do the pricking.
Hey, now she said you'd go out and do the pricking.
Hey,
how about that?
I don't care what she says.
Come on. What do you mean? Oh, don't care what my lady says? You don't care?
Stop it. My microphone's turned off.
I know it is. Was that your girlfriend's request?
I know.
It's not my request.
I know it's her request.
Simply the mediator, or the negotiator.
That's You're right. Doing a good job. You've negotiated a prenup for me.
But now here's, now, Carmen, let me put you on hold for a moment. Let me speak to my client for a second.
Okay, not a problem.
Rob, would you pick up the phone and talk to Carla so she can hear? Now.
Hi.
What I've done here, in essence, is committed you to the fact that you're going to father a child.
Yeah, well, see, that's not what, you know, we're going to have to talk about
Happy
that because that's not what I didn't see that coming.
But that's exactly what
you
want.
You negotiated that like this weekend,
but
and
I mean,
that's
I've never,
not going to happen.
But I've never heard her position
but
as strongly.
But the second half of your negotiation, I think, was certainly to my advantage.
Did you not hear how strongly she went
this
on
not
to
a
say
surprise.
That, that she wants a baby?
It's not a surprise. There's only one surprise out of this. The surprise is that my advocate, my intermediary, my mentor,
yes.
my big brother over here has negotiated the fact that I have to plant my seed sometime in the next 48 hours.
Hey, listen.
It's very, very difficult for me to make that decision.
Okay, then. Now.
However, the second half, you know, as far as when, if that time ever was to come,
mm-hmm.
that we'd have something.
Do you want to live, Mike?
Huh?
Do you want to live the next 3 years with this thing hanging over your head?
Mm.
Do you want 3 years of that under-the-table
when am I going to get a baby?
It's not like that. It's not like that.
Okay. I know she wouldn't say it like that, but that's how I'm interpreting it.
Yeah.
You know, just that vibe. Can you imagine what it gets to be like 2008 and she just says to you one day, you know, 2009's right around the corner, Daddy.
Well, you said something that, that rang true in a scary way. Is 3-year window, 3 years. That you know, within 3 years, that I got the big one,
Mike.
It's the super deluxe big one, the big 5-0.
This is very simple. This is why I really should have been in sales.
Clearly, sales or psychological counseling.
Well, yes,
negotiating.
Well, here's the deal. It's quite obvious that she is crazy about you, but
I think she's wonderful.
She needs the child, and the question is, what's it going to take to get you inside, Carla? What's it going to take to get you inside this to have you leave the dealership today? I want you to be happy. If you don't want a baby, you should just, even though it's your birthday and everything's happy, you should just make a fist and say, I really don't want to have a baby.
I don't want to have a birthday.
I don't want to have a baby.
I don't want to have a birthday celebration.
But that whole 3-year thing, it's like, man, if you're going
to... Why do I get calmer now when I should be more stressed? Why do I get stressed when I'm relaxed? I don't know. I don't get it.
If you're going to do it...
You ain't hooked up
then
right.
Then do it.
You know when I'm going to get my panic attack? After this is over.
Sure.
Then it's all just going to be...
Oh, no. There'll be no panic attack because we're following this up with a two-girl show for you.
Oh, okay. I can't get the two-girl show. That rule applies, especially today.
Oh.
I got to pick somebody to get it. You know that. That's the rule.
Now, you know what?
You don't get them still, right?
You know what? The boy pointed out that even he did something.
You'll have to. You've got her on the phone. You're gonna have to ask her. Oh, this is gonna not go well.
I think she'll be fine.
I don't know.
You watch.
All right. Can I just get my microphone?
Sorry.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Hi, Carla.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hi there. Well, here's where I think we're at. I think we're really at an impasse. I think we're really at an impasse. I think that, frankly, and I say this with all due love and respect to Mike, I just think he's too much of a pussy to make his mind up right now.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Oh, no.
I said he's too much of a pussy to make up his mind and tell you either that, yes, he wants to have a kid or no, he doesn't want to have a kid.
Oh, he's bad, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So he'll probably go along with this whole 3-year thing, but you just got to know that the more time goes on, you know, those are years that Mikey Jr. is going to miss.
With Pops. Oh, Mikey Jr.
And also, I would like to say, because I know how great it is to have children of both
genders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would have to say that you would have to guarantee Mike a squire, a son.
I will guarantee Mike a son. I just know I'm going to have a little boy.
And he would have to have enormous genitals.
That's a pretty good offer.
Yes.
Enormous genitals.
And he will, and he'll be strong.
Okay.
I promise all that.
Yeah, as a goodwill gesture.
Okay.
As a goodwill gesture towards Mike giving you what you want and you giving Mike what he wants.
What does Mike want?
What Mike wants.
No, it's not what I want.
What Mike wants is the guarantee.
You're killing me. Are you talking about this thing out here?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about your relationship, you big dummy.
Well, you're all over the place.
What Mike really wants is he just doesn't want another chick that's going to leave him.
Oh, I understand.
Okay? What you got to do is figure out a way to let him know that you're not going to... That's the one beautiful thing that I had with Frida. Even though we were married 25 years, we separated twice. When we separated, you know what we did? We moved next door to each other.
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
That's not even separating. That's just being pissed off. You know, but I knew that she loved me no matter what, no matter what I did. You got to make him feel that way. You make him feel that way, I guarantee he'll roll over. He'll give you the.
We have our fights, but we always love each other.
Now, being as we've made this type of dialogue,
okay,
how about as a goodwill gesture on your part, Mike will come to you tonight, if you'll pardon the pun, and you will discuss this and perhaps even procreate. How about
we'll do that over some beer so we can have a really live discussion.
How about as a goodwill gesture on your point, you allow Mike to participate to a minimal extent in a two-girl show, which has been really set up by the fellows here. They've been working overtime.
No.
All the other stuff was real. This is just, if you say no, you know, then he won't do it.
Aw, no, go ahead, have fun.
Okay.
Have fun. It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
That's right.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Now, Mike, you got it. Listen, all I can say is that I've talked to the to the other client.
Yeah.
And I'll turn the microphone
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Mike. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hope you're enjoying yourself.
I'm having a very good time. I'm a little nervous now, but other than that, I'm having a good time.
You're nervous. Okay.
I think we've got all the issues out of the table. I think you spoke quite eloquently and right to the point about what you want,
mm-hmm.
your plan is, and we know what Mike's plan is.
Right.
So let's get moving on this, kids.
We will. I will keep you posted. I'll let you know. I would. You know. I don't know if it's something. You want to ask me every day.
I do.
But,
I do.
Sometimes, in the best case scenario, these things take time. So I will keep you posted. I'll let you know. I will answer you honestly every time you ask.
I thought you were Johnny Hit the Target.
Yeah, perhaps I am. Perhaps I am. So I don't know. You never know. You really never know. But we will chat about these things. We will continue the dialogue, which obviously has been very civil up until this point.
Negligible.
It's been very fun.
See, thank
She's
you.
Enjoyed it a little more than I expected.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Certainly enjoyed her time on the radio.
She's in the hands of a professional.
That's right.
At least in this regard.
Now, there's chemistry there, which is, I think you guys, perhaps it was the right choice to have me out of the equation. Mm-hmm. I probably would have nervously interjected my thoughts and been nervous.
I totally agree.
Yeah, right. Why do we even
totally
need
agree.
His microphone is off again. Now, why,
okay,
mean,
thank you.
Darling, we don't even need him on the phone.
He makes me nervous, Don.
Oh, tell me about it. Please.
Seriously, I can't even think when he's talking.
I mean, really, if I could tell you, I mean, I'm the longest relationship this poor effer's had his whole life.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's great.
That's sad when I'm his longest running relationship, but I endorse him.
Say goodnight, Grace.
I endorse him. All you got to do is just sign that thing in blood.
I will sign it in blood, Don.
Oh,
I will
nice.
Do that. Whenever he's ready for me to sign it, I will sign it.
Make it in bad blood.
In bad blood?
You know what I mean.
Okay. All right.
The thing that'll be going away.
Stop it.
Who's that?
You know, you had to, didn't you?
Of course.
Hey, I don't get it.
Pay no attention, Carla.
I hope. Listen, it'll be a great month when you don't get it.
Stop it.
Because that's when you'll know.
Now she gets it. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're getting it right now?
I understand. Okay. My mind doesn't work that way sometimes.
Getting the jerk.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. All right. Well, nice.
And bad blood.
Yes, bad blood.
I remember that one.
Bad blood. All right. Well, have a good holiday with Mike, and good luck.
Same to you. Have a great holiday.
Nice talking to you, Carla.
You too.
It's always nice having you on.
Bye, Carla.
Bye,
Carla.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. How you doing? Still calm?
What are you so tight about?
I'm not. Do I look uptight?
Yeah.
Do I look uptight? I'm not. I'm actually, I thought it was, it went fine. It went fine.
It did.
It's very nice having one's life discussed with the microphone off. I was strangling the microphone.
Her request?
Yes.
Her request?
Bad blood.
Her request?
Listen.
It became highly.
Bad blood.
Became highly apparent.
Yeah.
You know? She wants that baby.
Sounded like you negotiated something for me.
Well, you got to figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that thing. Got to get that oath from her.
Clock is ticking. Yeah.
Always.
Clock is
Think
ticking.
Think about it.
I'm more aware of it today, and I didn't, you know, than I last year. Just didn't seem as, you know, I don't know, it's 1 year, but it just seems like a long year. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a significant year. It's like seven, you know, it's I don't know. It's weird. I feel old. I do feel old today.
Well,
so. Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
You are old.
Right back at you.
You are old.
I'm old and I'm a pussy. I think we've established that. That's what we got from that little interview. And, you know, feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good right now. And, you know, anytime you want to negotiate, I'll have you draw it up when the time comes. And I'll make sure that it's signed in blood.
Well, I think it's done. I mean, but you're the one.
Sounds to me like it's done.
You have to decide if you...
I drank a whole thing of water during that interview.
Wow.
Do you know how nervous I was? I drank a whole thing of water.
And you're drinking it right now.
He's on a second bottle.
You bet your ass I am.
There you go.
You bet your ass I am.
All right, well, we should break, Mike, because to some extent you can get involved in the two-girl show, which will be after the first break here.
All right, two-girl show.
Yeah,
it's two-girl show, Robbie?
At least.
At least. At least.
Wow. At least.
Yeah, this might be a... did we ever do them way, way, way back in the day where we participated?
I never remember you participating.
This is the first time.
Mike, I was married all those years.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you did, Mike, years ago, participate, but it has been a long time.
Years and years and years ago.
You know, I'm just amazed that she's given me permission.
Don't take your shirt off.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Do not take your shirt off, for God's sake.
And a button has come on.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Get the whipped cream ready for my nips.
Now. Oops, hold on.
I'm nowhere near as far along in my relationship with my girlfriend
no.
as you with yours.
No, you're not.
Well, she's only been my girlfriend for 6 months.
Right.
Will she pick up the phone? I mean, she's just going to meet my kid this weekend.
Right.
You know, I mean, over this holiday.
Kid.
Are you thinking about maybe killing two birds with one stone here? Maybe getting a little embalmers there? I mean, we're going to have at least two girls.
Let me just... Boy, I'm not going to
get it. Be a real special
hi,
day.
Boy, hi there. Well,
this time.
Can I suggest something to you since you know, you've been doing a lot of stuff?
All
right.
It's convenient. Thanks. To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me. Thanks for not pressuring me about kids. I'll talk to you later. Bye, sweetie.
That's awesome.
That was
incredible a-hole. Mike, your birthday celebration continues.
Do you...
With the two-girl show.
Do you think that if you were to ask the same question about the two-girl show, how do you think your lady would react to that? I mean, even in the short time you've been with her. How do you
I'm
think
sure she would say, go for it.
Go for it.
She wouldn't care.
Okay.
But I've only been going out with her 6 months.
Right.
And it's not my birthday.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so, kind of Johnny off the hook ski. Right?
You're right, and here I am. I don't consider it being on the hook. Good.
That's good.
Good, Rob Wright. You bet it's different. My girlfriend is one of the girls. What is that?
I was going to say, it's different for him because his girlfriend is one of the girls.
One of the girls?
In the two-girl show.
Oh, God.
Stop that.
It was a joke.
Hello, hotline.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I left you a message.
Oh, hi.
I left you a message. You're on the radio. Never. We just spent a good amount of time talking with Carla. I left you a message. You can pick it up on voicemail.
You could ask her now.
She's been listening.
Ask her what?
The two-girl question. Did you, you know, just to see...
No, Mike, this is not pertinent to me. I just called to tell her thank you.
I was just curious.
I called to tell her thank you for not pressuring me to have
children. I was just, you know, sitting here and, you know, just wondering.
All right, at this point in our fertile relationship, how would you feel?
Fertile, that's interesting.
Well, you know, new.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're growing.
How would you feel if I was to receive some type of a two-girl show? Adrian, Janet, whatever name we're going to use here. Your middle name or your first name. I don't know which one. But
how would I feel if you did that?
Yes.
I think you know the answer.
Well, Mike wants you to say it. What is the answer?
I no.
Well, okay, I'm wrong about that.
No. I mean, okay, let me ask you another question. How would you like me to have a two-guy show?
This is too free to ask. I mean, maybe this is why I like this woman so much. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Then again, but that's... See you later. Thanks for not pressuring me about the kids.
Oh, okay. I do it when you're sleeping.
Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
Goodbye. Oh, there's that answer.
All right.
Yeah.
But,
Welcome to America's Got Talent. Behind me is the world-famous entrance to Paramount Studios.
Wow.
Mm.
Tell you what.
How about that? Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, that'll have to be discussed over the holidays.
Did you really need... I don't think you saw that coming, did you?
No.
Wow.
Oh, hey, baby. Baby. Ain't no ties on me.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Got a show to do here.
Baby. Come on. S-I-N-G-L-E. Baby. If it's free, it's me.
That's right.
Wow, it's well. I mean,
that's one reason, seriously, that I am very attached already to this woman. She I don't know. She sometimes I imagine in my mind she gets flipped out when I say, "Oh, that's so much like Frida," or "You remind me so much of Frida."
Mm-hmm.
But she has much the same sensibility, and that would be the same type of argument that I would get from Frida.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you feel?
Yeah.
But then again, that's not what your girlfriend said, Mike.
No.
And
I think it's because you asked.
That might be it. He might be right about that.
Well, either way.
Because we've had the discussion off air, you know, where I've said to her, you know, what if I went to one of these places? And, you know, she said, oh, if you don't mind me going, you know, it's usually that right. same argument. Yeah, if you don't mind me going to one of those kind of shows.
And,
you know, it's that's the way that normally works.
Yeah, tit for tat.
But on this particular day, I believe I heard the answer loud and clear.
You
and
did.
I'm prepared to sacrifice myself for the good of the show.
That's my guy.
Why not?
That's my guy.
And I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do what Johnny Tightshirt does.
Oh, of course.
You're not going to put like a catcher's mitt on my.
You're not going to have a dildo on your chin, Mike.
Not a chance.
Don't worry about it. So you do that today, and then you go home tonight, and yeah,
and it's baby time.
Yeah, all wound up and ready to go.
You hear what you just said?
Yeah, baby.
It's baby time.
Ready to go. Ready to go. It's going to happen tonight.
Tonight.
Not. Not.
No.
No.
Why are you looking at him with the Full Metal Jacket eyes when you say not?
Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Because when you said not, it was almost like, hi, Joker.
You know what I should have said to Rob? What I should have said to Rob was,
hey, Otis, you go outside and poop now. It's time for the doggy to go outside of Otis.
We'll be back with more of Mike's birthday celebration.
Yay!
When we come right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
See? It just went by itself there.
It's not going to happen in the new place.
Something will happen. But that won't happen.
That
right.
won't happen.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. You want a match? My face in your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass in my face. What's up?
Right.
They really make it all worthwhile. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
We do. Okay, hi. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Let me see. Starting Monday, please enjoy the Don and Mike Show in Portland, Oregon. Not that we're counting. But this would be the fifth time that we've been resurrected in Portland.
And we get a good bunch of calls out of Portland every time we're on out there.
Right.
So this is a good thing.
At AM 970, Solid State Radio.
So is that another AM stick?
Yeah. That's right. Starts Monday, Mike. Starts Monday.
We do AM right.
Got a new idea. Because, you know, when we come back from vacation, sometimes they're like, changing things up on the show, change up the intro a little bit of the show,
right,
you know,
right.
Move things around a little bit.
Freshen it up.
I think, you know, I don't mind stealing from Howard because, you know, my rule is if you steal from me, you're stealing twice.
Exactly.
And I'm sure the same goes for Howard.
Then
he's got the whole king of all media thing.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I really think that we should focus on the positive. King of crappy AMs. Kings, I'm sorry. Kings of crappy AMs.
Mm.
Really, it rolls off, man. I mean, think of all the pictures that Howard had taken
right.
when he had, like, a crown on. He'd be, like, sitting in the big
right.
Burger King-type chair.
Uh-huh. King works. I mean, there's a reason why Larry Zeiger changed his name to King. King is a very important word in
Kings.
Our business.
Yeah. Or even, you know...
Or with... Masters. Masters of the AM dial.
Crappy AM masters.
Because really, don't you think we're more masters than we are kings?
Yeah, but how about just Kings of AM?
Mm-hmm. How about AM royalty?
Like that.
That almost sounds like we're doing a morning show, though.
Uh-huh. AM royalty.
Kings of can't hear it under the bridge. Kings of static.
Kings of static.
Kings of static.
That's it.
I like that.
Kings of static.
Okay, write that one up.
Already done.
Get that right out to the writer.
Kings of static.
Mike, happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's welcome in now from Amazing Entertainment.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, for all your bachelor and bachelorette parties and all your adult entertainment needs, check out their website at www.amazingentertainment.com.
Put your legs down, Mike.
Mike is preparing himself for the for the taking.
He's ready. He's on all fours.
Crawling up on the console now. Recreating a scene from his bedroom.
I don't need
here
that.
Here we go.
I'm kidding, of course.
Hi there, girls.
Hello.
Hi. I'm kidding.
Andrew,
I'm a kidder.
Sign in, please. Hi. What
hi, ladies.
Names? What are your names, girls?
Lexi and Mercedes.
This is Mike.
Hi,
ladies.
Hi.
And can you gals read the sign behind Mike? Can you read that together?
Okay. The
ready?
47th annual celebration of the birth of, you're going to read it?
Talented Radio Mimic
and noted barkeep, Michael St. Patrick O. Morrell.
Exactly.
That's right.
You guys have chosen the right occupation.
That's a joke. Just like, it's Patrick, Sean Patrick. But that's, don't worry, names are not important.
We could have said Scene. You know?
Scene, yes. You said, who said Sean?
I said Sean.
Very good. You rock.
Right. I used to say Scene.
Oh, you used to say Scene.
A lot of
Sean and not her.
Have you shone that?
All right. I've seen that. Well, girls, it's Mike's birthday.
Kind of a historical moment on this show.
Yes, Mike has just agreed not only to father a child with his young girlfriend, he's also gotten permission.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. He just said that, and I kind of made a face.
Why do you think?
You know, don't
wrong.
Point out every time I make a face on the show. It would slow the show down immeasurably.
He also got permission from his girlfriend to have, I believe, limited contact.
I didn't hear anything about limited contact.
That's what you proposed, and she agreed.
I dare you to take your shirt
I'm
off.
I'm not taking my shirt off.
I dare you
I'm
to
not
take
taking
your shirt
my
off.
Shirt off. I think I've been okay today so far, and I think taking the shirt off would definitely result in a Hispanic attack.
All right, so let me see. Girls, if you are ready to do whatever you do for Mike.
Simply tell me what you need me to do.
We'll do it all.
Oh, you'll do it all? Okay.
Well, then what do you need from us as we start
just
this?
Watch.
Just watch.
We can do that. How come the days of playing music, I would be more
I've got
comfortable
music, Mike. I'm just waiting.
Music.
I'm waiting for them to get their supplies, their whipped cream out, and everything else.
We got music. What do we got?
They're taking a bunch of toys out right now.
Whipped cream.
A classic song that will serve them well.
And hey, they're using light whipped cream, which I think is very thoughtful.
Because we're all watching.
I'm on a low fat diet, so I think that's very important.
That was the Tone Loc. I did. I'm sorry about that.
Which one were you going to play from Tone Loc?
No, Rob was going to get Wild Thing, and he put this one in.
There's the music, and the tops are coming off.
Wild Thing.
Hello.
Look at that.
Never mind.
Wow. Hello. Hello. We are shaking the whipped cream up right now, opening it with our teeth.
Meat Lovers Special.
Yes. He's coming over to me with the whipped cream.
Now, Mike, can you get some of this on the microphone? Some of that whipped cream?
There you go.
Going right on.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you
apply the whipped cream
can
to
you do
yourself?
That? Can you do that on the microphone, Mike?
Yes, of course. Yes, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
Rousy woozy. Now, look at this now.
Hold on a second. What do we have here? What is this?
Can you get away from... It's a body shot.
What do you need? Can I get away from what?
Can you get away from your microphone?
Okay, away from my microphone. All right, what do you want me to do?
Now, this involves like an airline bottle of vodka.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Is that sugar you're putting on your...
There goes the rest of the show.
Area there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're
going to
come drink the shot.
Right. I'm going to drink a shot off of these...
You're going to lick it first.
Okay.
And then you'll drink it.
Oh, let's. Hey, Robbie, can we get this mic?
Yeah.
All right, you want to get it, Mike? Rob?
I do.
All right, so it's this and then that.
Okay. Lick up here first.
Okay.
How many times?
Mm-hmm.
All off, Mike.
Go off.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi and Mercedes are both blonde.
Okay, now come down here.
Okay.
Drink the shot. A little bit more.
A little bit of slurping.
Wow.
It's wheezing.
And now lick that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Get on your knees.
I'm on my knees.
Wow.
That was a little vodka.
I'm like...
A little bit up here.
Okay.
Oh, now, look at that. Uh-huh. Mommy.
One more.
Mommy. Now, look at that. She's actually doing is pouring this little airline bottle of booze.
Good. That's a little bit more.
On herself.
We're milk. We're milking, man.
Across the bridge.
You
gravity's doing the rest.
Wow.
God damn.
Wow.
That's a good trick.
That was a real shot.
Okay, can you lay back down on the floor?
Lay back down on the floor? Okay.
One more drink and you'll be there.
Can he get back up?
You know, you got to like that vodka warm.
It's a good thing you girls bring your own wipes.
Wow.
That's nice.
Lay down on the floor, Dawn.
I know.
Laying down on the floor. Right
I enjoy
now.
Watching you wipe.
Do you?
Okay. Yes, wiping your breasts.
All right. Oh,
from where you've had vodka and sugar on them.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
What's happening now?
Careful. Uh-huh. Mike is holding a lollipop in his mouth.
Oh,
right.
Oh, can
let go.
All right. Wow.
Open up.
What are
you
doing? Okay. Yes, sir. Yes. In and out of the mouth. Yes. Very exciting. All right.
They're sharing a lollipop.
All right. Okay.
Stay down there.
Yes.
Stay down there, Mike.
All right.
Okay, now hold
on. Going
hey, pants are off. Now, here you go. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's an interesting
view. Deli section's open.
Very interesting view.
Now.
Oh, my. Wow.
Fresh today.
I'm reminded of a Monty Python song. Something on my something and tell me that you love me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How are you, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna go home and make a baby tonight, friend?
Hold on.
Gonna go home tonight and give Carla what she wants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell you what, right now, you better.
Oh, I spilled
one of those test tube shots is involved here.
Look at him.
Oh, my.
Naked chicks, Mike's on the floor. This is erotic slash gross. because it's Mike.
Reverse that. Gross slash erotic.
Lay back down.
Lay back down again, Mike.
Get up, lay down. Get up, lay down. God, this is exhausting.
Well, somebody's got to work out.
I know. I understand.
Happy birthday. You know, I'm sorry that we cannot describe everything that the beautiful, talented women are doing.
Trust us.
Okay. But
it's good.
Yeah. Maybe you can just tell by just hearing Mike and by hearing the commands, you know.
Okay.
Lick it.
I like when they order him around.
There's putting a lifesaver on my nose and my goodness.
Oh, she's going to snatch it.
He's coming to my territory, I think.
Oh, wow.
She's going to snatch it.
Wow.
Open up your mouth.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that. All right, thank you.
Wow, that's exciting.
Where's the music?
Let's do it.
Can I get up now?
There we go.
What do you need me to do now?
Hi, are we done? I'm just kidding.
Look at Mike coming up from the floor. Hair all tussled.
All right. Wonderful.
Hold on. Oh, you're getting more. You're getting more.
Fantastic.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Now, can you even explain what they were doing with the... With the vodka, with the sugar, with the lollipops, with the... I kind of understood with the lifesaver what was happening there.
Yeah, the lifesaver. There's a lot of candy. A lot of candy going on here. A lot of, candy.
Both total nudes.
Oh, yeah. Now both girls are naked.
Okay. Now they're both naked there. Is this the cleanup phase right now? What are we doing?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Young, fit, and tan.
There you go. I think we're just working up to something else, Mike.
Wow. What are we doing now?
We're going to do dollar bill tricks.
Dollar bill what?
Dollar bill tricks, Mike.
Okay, dollar bill tricks.
Dollar bill tricks.
Mm-hmm. Tricks with money.
I have a dollar. I'm responding to the water here. All right, very good. Do I sit down now?
No, is that lay down.
Back on the floor.
I lay down again.
Lay down again, Mike.
Here we go. No problem.
Why did he even get up?
Good exercise.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, now, what are you guys doing? You're taking the dollar. Now, what are you putting in your mouth, honey? Is that like a pixie stick? Okay.
All right.
So both girls are putting pixie stick, like, sugar in their mouths.
I want you to hum the national anthem.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Now,
whoa.
Hey, that is an amazing trick.
Good show.
There is no freaking way we can describe what just happened. Well, but that dollar bill moved.
We're making change.
Wow.
The dollar bill moved from one bank of C to the other bank of C.
I'm exhausted.
Of course.
Wow. Girls, is that a show? You got one more for him?
Another trick?
Do one more trick for
him? One more trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here comes the whipped cream again.
More
okay,
whipped cream, Mike.
What are we doing here?
Here we go. Right. Uh-oh. Mike likes that.
One girl has a tattoo on her lower back. The other one now has a whipped cream
smile.
That.
Whipped cream on her bottom, Mike.
Okay. I'm,
can we get the microphone down there?
I take it you want me to get rid of this whipped cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold up. That shot's just getting to me now. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
All right, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Clean your plate.
Good.
Mike's eating it off this girl's butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's done.
He's not lactose intolerant, is he?
No.
It's light whipped cream.
Yeah, it is light.
Good.
All right.
Low fat,
low count.
Mm-hmm.
I still see some white stuff back there.
Wow. How about that?
Hey, Mike.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Hey, shut up, you.
What are you?
Shut up, you. What are you, a dog?
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. You're not done yet, Mike.
One more thing.
There's
a bit more whipped cream in the can, I think.
Oh, my. You know, I don't remember this much whipped cream. Yeah. Little, there you go.
Okay, Mike. Hold on. Can we get the microphone?
Okay.
Can you grab the microphone?
I think I'm going to draw the line down here. I'd like you to do that, please, right there. Okay? Absolutely.
I did that.
You did that?
Yeah, Rob did.
Hey, thanks, Rob. No, I'm fine. Thank you. Rob, do you want it? Okay, ready?
Ready, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Yeah, you
right?
gotta clean your
place.
He loves
Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does like Satan. Mm-hmm. He likes that a lot, doesn't he?
What can you say, really?
Oh, dear.
Now there's... Be quiet. There was some hot...
She left some whipped cream, and so the other girl removed the whipped cream.
Wow, all those plates are clean.
Let's do it.
That's a pretty goddamn good show.
Good show, girl.
That's a good show, girl.
Wow. Wonderful.
You are incredible performers.
Fantastic.
You, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice hugs from Mike from everybody.
Right?
Very nice. Oh, thank you, girls.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much, sweetie.
Wonderful.
Amazing Entertainment. Mm-hmm. AmazingEntertainment.com. For all your adult entertainment needs.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Bye,
this,
girls.
This is the last show in here. I didn't think I'd do that.
Bye, ladies.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, you must have felt right at home.
You know, you make it worse.
Hello, butt.
Oh, my God.
Hello,
good show.
Hello, old friend of mine.
Mercedes. Incidentally, we were talking about exteriors, not interiors during
that.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Although you did get close to the danger zone.
Yeah, not close enough, though.
You cracked me up.
Yeah. Wow. You know, that's a lot of work. I used to like the performance art more than the,
I
felt like I'm doing more performing, but I thought it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah.
Come on, it was good.
It was wonderful. Not eating any of that candy, though.
You were doing all kinds
Not eating any of that candy.
Hello, Donna Mike. You just ate candy.
Hi, guys. Hello, guys.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
How do you spell nude?
N-E, nude.
Yeah.
N-E-E-Y.
Very good,
right,
Tom.
Right. How do you spell happy?
H-A-P-P-Y.
Hey, way to go. How about birthday, Tom?
B-A-T-H-D-A-Y.
Bath Day.
Right, okay.
Birthday and Bath Day.
Hey, Tom, did you like hearing Mike with the two-girl show?
Yep.
What was your favorite part?
What?
What was your favorite part, Tom?
The whipped cream.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Who doesn't like dessert?
Actually, my favorite part was the vodka.
Yeah, Mike got to have some booze, too, during the show.
Yeah. Nothing like starting early.
Kind of worked out for you.
Kind of did.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Kind of happy when I saw that, but chill it, ladies. Chill it.
Please. Hello.
Hey, guys. I can't tell you how much I hate the people who control the language that goes over the radio right now because it's not the same.
Yeah, it isn't the same. We have to kind of hold back on our description.
Well,
it used to be so much better.
I hope that it came through a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, from
hey, F you, ass. go to hell.
Yeah, way to rain on my parade.
Go to hell.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad. I couldn't care less. I think it's fine. I hope we get more callers like that.
Would they delete out when I said her butt?
No, I don't think so. I think he meant he thought we were a little restrained in our description because of the changes.
I think we're very respectful in our description.
Yeah, I don't think anybody hit the dumb button.
No, I don't think so. Besides, but I think we've done enough of these shows that I think people know what's going on.
Right. Mike, your noise is set at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello, man.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
He's having too good of a time. I just want to tell Mike how much I love his woman.
You love what?
I love his woman.
Hey. I love his woman.
Hey, well, he's right here. Fighting words.
He's right here and he's been drinking.
You mean that in a good way or a bad way?
Mike, your woman is the bomb. I love her. We found the new Frida.
Oh, no. That's impossible.
Well, I don't mean it like that, but she's great. I love her. I love her voice. I love her.
You know, this is just a little too, I want to,
Yeah.
Well,
maybe it's because I've had a cocktail, technically.
Yes,
maybe technically I've had two, but you know what?
Who wants to fight?
F you.
Who's counting? Hello there, Don Mike Show.
Lover.
Hello.
Lover.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say congratulations to Mike. Matt had to smoke a cigarette after that performance.
Yeah, we all did. Okay, my friend.
Bye, buddy.
That's good. Good caller.
Bye-bye.
Good feedback. Good feedback. Right on.
The birthday celebration continues in our next break as well.
There's more? Now, I could lie to you. I could lie to you and say that I didn't know, but I will tell you, I'm not going to tip the hand now, but I know what the surprise is because I found it. It's like finding where your parents hid a present.
I'm sure you smelled it.
This is...
how did you spot it?
It was so... You guys have outdone yourself. I mean,
hello.
Yeah. What kind of fag am I?
Not in really, Mike's show.
I'm more excited about the thing coming up than the thing that just happened.
Hello there. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
I love it.
I just wanted to talk about that caller earlier who said that you seem restrained. I thought it was funny as hell the way Don tried to describe what
it was not supposed to be funny, sir. It was supposed to be erotic. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback, though.
Erotic.
It's supposed to be highly erotic.
We wanted to arouse you.
Arouse you?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right here. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, skin tight.
Yeah.
We're skin tight.
He's right here. Go ahead.
Skin tight. When is your birthday?
October 7th.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, dumbass.
What's up?
When is your birthday?
My birthday.
I don't care. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Judgment City. You've just had quite a little journey, so for now, relax and enjoy the ride. Considering the transformation you've just been through, you really won't have any choice. You'll find many activities for your enjoyment here in Judgment City. For example, how many like to play golf? You won't be able to get your hands up just yet, but good.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
The Don and Mike Show.
He loves it. He just loves it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Surprise!
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you.
The radio equivalent of foul-smelling discharge. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well... Let me see. We've had Mike's girlfriend on the show today. We had the two-girl show with Mike with a lollipop trick. And
first that I can remember.
Trip and the trick, I'm sorry, which turned into a trip for him.
And as I was saying before, I don't care how pretty you are. Don't serve a man warm vodka. It's not appropriate. On any circumstances, no matter, the two-girl show don't matter.
Sounds appropriate to me.
Don't serve a man warm vodka.
One of the things you...
Serve a man vodka, it's got to be cold.
One of the things you did request on your birthday was a monkey. Now, we couldn't get a monkey.
Oh, boy, I got excited for a second.
You didn't get a monkey.
You didn't get the monkey?
Believe it or not, Mike, health code violation.
I want to do a brat reaction. You didn't get the monkey?
No. Great. However, you did ask for some music.
I did.
Let's now welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Courtesy of the Strolling String.
Hello, baby.
All music for all occasions.
This is going to be great.
800-293-6713 or visit online.
Open up all the microphones.
TheStrollingStrings.com. Yeah. Please welcome Alex, your aged accordionist.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Yeah, let it flow.
Oh, here he comes.
Come on in, Alex.
Come on, Alex.
Come on. Move into the studio.
Come on, Pops.
Wheel him in.
You're like Tom Gavin, Mike.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
Mike, would you help Alex out with the microphone by his mouth? Fine. Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Yeah. And may I ask your age?
79.
Congratulations.
Good
shape
for
79.
Good for you.
Can I ask Alex some questions?
It's your birthday, Mike.
How long, seriously?
You wanted the accordionist.
How long? And I've had a drink, so...
Oh, the cake!
Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to you!
It's on fire.
Hank,
happy birthday to me. You got me an accordion player.
You are a visionary.
You are. Okay, here's my wish.
Make a wish and blow it out.
Okay.
And?
What? Oh, they're tricks.
They're trick candles.
So you got one trick again. They're all doing it.
They're relighting.
Yes. And they give off deadly gas. Are they really?
Yeah, they're not going out.
Of course
exactly.
Not.
God damn it. They're trick candles, you dope. Yeah. Mike, do you have a request for Alex? Anything you'd like him to play?
The classic, my all-time favorite, Lady of Spain.
Yeah.
What took him so long?
What is so wrong with me that I get more excited about an accordion player than a couple of strippers? Something is wrong in my program because I'm having the most fun right now, and you know it's true. I'm such a really big stupid.
Oh, great. Can I make a request, Alex?
Alex, hey, Don has a request.
Hold time. Beer Barrel Polka. Can you do that one?
Beer Barrel Polka.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Out the barrel. Out the barrel.
God, I could use another drink right now.
We're all out the barrel.
Hey, can we get Mike some booze?
Yeah,
all right, bye.
Great. This is the best birthday yet.
You retard.
Something a little mellow. Something a little Dean Martin-like. A little Dean Martin.
For I like to feel it so fine as I'm already.
Have you ever seen anyone happier?
No.
It not only is charming, it's sickening. Mike and Del, opening up a bottle of Jameson's whiskey.
Here we go.
Pour some in the bottle.
I need a little ice cream.
In the glass.
Remember what we said about the cold booze?
Mike, there's a glass of ice for you.
Oh, very good.
You're in love.
I do sound like Tom Gavin.
That's amore. La la la, ding a ling a ling, ring a ding a ding. Yay!
Yeah!
Right,
now
you killed
that.
Mike has got
the
pointy hat on. Have a drink, Mike.
God, he's fantastic.
Have some of your whiskey.
Boy, Rob, I got so many songs in my head.
I know.
I don't know what else to play. Oh, God, I'm out of breath. I think I'm not even having a Hispanic attack.
Something from The Godfather?
Oh, yeah. Anything from The Godfather? You know.
Beautiful.
Hey, Michael. It's your 47th birthday. Look at my boy. Look what the strippers did to my boy.
Wow.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, man.
The only thing that's bumming me out, Madonna left early.
I know.
Mike?
Yes, Don.
A toast to our last day of this album.
What a great day it is.
Here you go.
Cheers. Rob, cheers.
You're just swimming with bow-legged
with the glass.
Happy birthday, Mike. Goodbye, building.
This man and I are going to exchange business cards. And I'm going to keep him very busy this summer. Because this is classic music, ladies and gentlemen. This is an instrument that has just been ignored for too long.
Oh, Alex milks it. He really can milk his instrument.
This guy, Alex, rock on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice, Alex.
Alex, I'm going to give you a dealer's choice here. Your favorite. Is there any particular accordion song that you like playing more than any other? He's not answering. He's answering in music, which I think is delightful.
Well, most of my songs are standards. Like,
standards?
Like,
is there a particular standard you really enjoy?
Anything you like.
Cole Porter or whatever.
Cole Porter.
Pick
how
one.
Would you? The lovely, baby.
At first,
sorry, that horse fell on your legs.
First glance at my friend Mike, who's having a birthday today, wearing the hat, drinking the whiskey.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
It's been a long time since Daddy's visited this little substance.
Do you think he's looking like a... Don't you think he looks like an overgrown child enjoying his birthday? I mean that as a compliment. Yeah, Mike.
He looks like he's enjoying his birthday. I don't know about an overgrown child.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice of you.
I mean, what about the retarded hat he's wearing?
That's nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Well, they are going to be friends.
What do we bring in here?
Oh, plastic forks for the cake.
I haven't even, you know, we're having so much fun with the music, I haven't even cut the cake yet. Oh, what are we playing here? Yeah. We have a request. What's the request, Joe?
The Entertainer.
The Entertainer.
Oh, very
Don, the Entertainer. You like to sting.
La 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 la.
Everybody.
Boom. Yeah. He can play it all.
Oh, I'm sweating. I haven't moved around this much in the studio in a long time.
Oh, that's true.
Jesus. Jesus Christ, he's great. Everybody's wearing the hats. Buzz, did you get a hat?
Not yet, no.
Can we get Buzz a hat, please?
I'd like a hat.
Are you happy?
You're not a hat. Do you want to wear a hat?
No, I just want to make sure you're happy.
This is, in my weird little world, you know that this means a lot to me. When I saw him out, and that was the surprise that I found out. He was out in the lobby with his accordion, and I saw him, and I immediately broke into a grin because of all the... You know what? I would have thought that the monkey was more important. No.
No?
This is more important to me. Yo, Alex, do you know any Irish songs? Any Irish, like Danny Boy?
Danny Boy, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, anything like that? That'll make Mike really drink.
All right, everybody, hey, just quiet down a little. Just give me a minute. Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
Excuse me, we're leaving.
It's kind of emotional a day when we're leaving all of this.
Mike the Mech.
So this building has been so good to us over the years. Bob knows more lyrics than him.
I'll be there.
This is a great day. This is an effing great day.
It is. Really?
It's your absolutely day. Incredible.
For who? For who? Silly me!
Of course it is.
For all these days.
This is flipping fantastic.
Oh. Whose phone? Whose phone? That's ruining the moment. Jesus.
It's your phone, I think.
No, it's not my phone, is it? No, I don't have my phone. My phone's in the car.
Oh, it's Rob's phone.
Hey, you know, here's a wild card.
We got,
hey, Joe.
You got time for one more song, Mike. One more song from Alex.
Joe, do you think he knows any Rolling Stones songs?
I don't know. Ask him.
Do you know anything by the Rolling Stones?
No.
He doesn't know anything. How about by the Beatles?
Wrong era. Yeah, Beatles.
Okay, the Beatles.
Oh, anything.
Isn't that appropriate for today?
Now it looks as though... Yeah, everybody sing with me. To say, oh, I believe in yesterday.
Kind of significant that we're leaving the building.
Suddenly.
I'm not half the man I used to be.
I'm not half the man I used to be.
There's a GM.
There's a GM hanging over me. Oh, yesterday.
Okay,
suddenly.
We're going to cut the cake shortly.
Why?
Okay.
Yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, very
Alex,
nice.
Alex, you rock.
Okay.
Oh, my hat popped off. Thank you, Alex.
I knew it would.
Okay, shut up, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Alex is going to have to go now, isn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, his time is up, Mike.
All right, Alex, it's time for you to go. And I think that, before you walked out.
He can't wait. He wants time to go, and he's already walking.
Really loud.
My wife is sick in bed, and I need to get
home. Oh, you need to get home. On the way out, can you play us out with Lady of Spain again, please? Okay? Thank you. And, Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex.
There you go.
Thank you.
Tell the missus we hope she feels better.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mike.
Alex Pierce, to the courtesy of the Strolling Strings.
Strolling Strings.
Go to their website, Strolling Strings, thestrollingstrings.com.
Ask for Alex.
All right.
You know you're 47 when you say the accordionist rocks.
Now, what do you mean, all right?
Yeah, it's just, you know when you're having a good time, like you're on a ride at an amusement park or something, and then it's over.
Yeah, all good things.
Yeah, pal, that's it.
Wait a whole year.
Celebration over.
Can I have an accordion player next year?
I thought you said this was the last year that you required
the
this.
Only thing I want. I don't want a cake.
I want nothing else.
Okay.
I don't want anything else. I don't want the banner. I want the accordion player.
Okay.
Big time.
Okay.
And I would request, because it's my birthday, that we bring the accordion player to other functions as well. Because he is the bomb! He is the bomb!
Oh, dear.
God damn it.
I agree,
fantastic.
I agree, bud.
I agree with what? What did I say? What did I do?
Nothing. We just, no, he was very good. He was very good at coordinating.
Said, oh, my.
Mm.
I said,
oh, my. Yeah, well, whatever. Oh, we have noisemakers. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
and cake.
You haven't
cake
had your noisemakers. Yet.
There's sugar. Thank you, Alex.
There's sugar.
Stay out of the misses.
It's the best birthday ever.
Fantastic. Anybody want any whiskey?
I believe that the reason that Dumb and Dumber are here probably is for their cake.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, guys.
Is that not true?
Have a noisemaker. Do we have a knife? Oh, we got some plastic.
I'm just hanging out.
All right. Yeah,
hey, we're all in here.
It's just a big birthday party.
It's a party.
It's not my birthday party.
It is your birthday party,
yeah.
Mike.
All right. Everybody. All right. Well, okay, let me get a fork out here. I mean, a knife. A knife. Oh, these are just forks. Are you going to get a knife? Okay.
You're going to make this better if you rob the mailman.
Wouldn't it, though?
Well, let's not go crazy.
And Tom.
Yeah. Both. Well, Tom called, and, you know, it's more than I can say for Robert, so, you know. But if he was here, he'd have cake, too.
Of course.
Hello
there.
Not on my show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Birthday show. Hello.
Hello.
Who's calling?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mike, I want to wish you a happy birthday, brother. And I,
thank you, Chris.
You're like my fellow Irish man without the Indian in him.
Thank you very much.
There you go, brother.
Thank you.
And you know what? You guys.
That means a lot to me.
Through a lot. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Dynamite show.
To Chris, man.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Dynamite.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Mike wanted a monkey. Why didn't you just bring Robert the Angry Mailman in?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That.
A racial slur on my birthday, bastard.
That is Tom's joke. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Happy return.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. It's me, buddy.
Is this Robert?
No, buddy. You know who it is.
You thought it was Robert the Mailman?
I didn't have that same kind of low voice. Hello, who is this?
Mike, it's the one who needs something from you for your birthday.
Who's this?
I need something from you from your birthday, buddy.
Who is this? Do you know who this is?
It's a finger
is
guy.
Is this the
bud.
Finger guy?
Oh, it's me, buddy. Uh-huh.
Andrew! Hello,
I need your finger. I need your
Andrew's here.
Guy.
The party is right.
We actually, Mike,
him.
We have one last birthday treat for you.
You
it
do?
Does involve Andrew.
Hold on. Oh, okay. All right, hold on a second.
What?
I'm ready. I don't know how you can top the accordion player.
Well, not
pretty...
many people know that Andrew is multilingual.
No. Mm. And not a lot of people know Mike loves goofing. On Andrew.
I do, but he knows I love him.
And I have another gift for you. Which
okay.
I heard I've already been outdone by Buzz, but...
Oh, wow. I'm never going to pay for a sub again.
Andrew, geez. Andrew's one of the guys that you love stepping on.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank
and
you.
In talking to Andrew about your birthday,
yeah?
We were going to say, like, what could Andrew do to come in that might rub you the wrong way? But because normally him just being around rubs you the wrong
enough.
Way. But
right.
We found a talent.
Well, it's not just him. It's anyone named Andrew.
We found a talent that Andrew has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Andrew, the language that you speak besides English?
Chinese.
You speak Chinese?
No.
Not fluently, but I know a little bit.
And wow. Now we have prepared. He is going to sing.
Yes, he is going
oh
to sing.
Oh, my God.
In Chinese, station employee Andrew will sing happy birthday to you,
oh.
Mike O'Mara.
Oh, my.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Junior Shanger Kuai La. Junior Shanger Kuai La. Junior Shanger Kuai La O'Mara. Junior Shanger Kuai La.
Like being there.
I don't know if that beats the strippers.
No, that really sucked. No, I'm kidding. That was wonderful,
thank
Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have no enemies on my birthday. You rock.
Hello.
Right.
Not on my show. Hello. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Mike. Happy
there.
Birthday.
Oh, thank
Fat
you very
ass.
Much. This is Robert?
Yeah.
Is this not the Robert?
No, no different no. Robert.
Oh, I'm
See?
Sorry. He just said Robert.
No, this is White Robert.
Oh, hi. Well, thank you for the birthday greetings, fat ass.
And thank you to Andrew.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew. He's left already. Thank you, Andrew.
Good. Thank you, Andrew.
Back to the wall.
That was wonderful. That's going to be a big hit.
I knew you'd love that.
You know?
I had no idea he sings in Chinese.
There's love here. And, hey, I got to cut the cake.
Well, we're waiting. We got to cut everybody the cake.
Who wants a piece? Oh, this is great. Let's see what flavor it is.
Everybody wants
chocolate, my favorite.
This is so much fun. I'm having such a great time today. Look at that. A little green. Looks like a Christmas tree cake.
Oh, it's got all kinds of colors.
Oh, I cut through Mike. Cut through the mic.
Blue and yellow.
Bye. Farewell. Till next year, my friend. Yeah, I'm talking to myself. Yeah, all right. Good stuff. We're having some good times right now. How about just a little sip as we cut half of the cake?
Okay. There
we go. Oh, hot damn, Jamali.
That ain't no act.
Oh, I'm not faking anything here.
I know you're not.
Not faking anything at all. Not faking my joy with the accordion player. Well, I was maybe faking that with Andrew a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little.
Couldn't tell.
Just a sasson.
But not with Alex.
All right. I think there's a piece for everybody.
I believe there is.
That's what we said when the strippers were here. Oh, God. That's funny. Big time funny.
Happy birthday, Clifford.
Yeah. Kill me with that one.
Rest of the movie. We got a break. Happy birthday, Mike. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.
What could I do when I was Celestia? I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The word for God in my language was called kines. Ah, kines. Akaponta tu na don. It is a good fortune, Ista Don, to be here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakery of the Science Building. Great.
Celebrating the year of the ass, the Don and Mike Show.
And it's also Mike's birthday. Let's see. Here's a piece of email you'll like, Mike.
Okay.
From our email at donandmikewebsite.com.
Yes.
A quick poem for you.
Oh, good.
Happy birthday, Mike. From me, Cheryl, your favorite dyke.
Oh, that's sweet.
P.S. I'll miss your studio because the first time I ever bore my breast to you was at the ugliest breast contest in that very room.
And it was a special day.
See you at the new place, Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Now it's time for Nerds in the News.
Hallelujah. This is the nerd we like.
Remember we had this guy, Kieran Vogel, the guy that's on the armprisoner.com website. The guy that said that you're going to have people vote on everything that he does. If you go to his website right now, you'll see him linked up. Is the audio linked up?
Yeah, you're actually on the website as you talk.
You're on the air there. Our audio, so we're going to hear Kieran like he's on the phone.
Right.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, actually, he'll be on the telephone.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but it's going to be our audio that they get, right?
Right. Kieran, can you hear us, dude?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Hi, Kieran.
Now, this we're great. It's good to be able to see you. Hi there, everybody.
You got a happy birthday thing.
Hey, thank you very much, Kieran.
Everybody should go to the website, ourprisoner.com, where Kieran is at. Now, we had him on the show when this website came live. The deal is that he's going to live in this room for 6 months and do what everybody that goes to the website votes for him to do. What was the problem this morning, Kieran?
Well, you mean the morning when I set up? Well, this morning I was dumped out of my bed. The bed lifted up and rolled me out. But I think what you're talking about is when I said I was actually going to leave the show.
All right, yeah, about your diary. Well, what's up with that?
Yeah, the CEO, the mastermind behind all of this, the warden, as I call him, said to me that something horrible was going to come up, and it was going to make me leave the show. It was going to make me leave the house and blow the prize. And he said that one way around it would be if I shared 19 pages out of a personal diary of mine from college, if I read it in all its intimate detail over the Internet, that they would suspend the torture that they had in store for me.
Well, Karen, those diaries can be tricky things, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's not really something that I...
The Princess Diaries.
If I wanted to, because I'm revealing all sorts of secrets in there about other people. And
Karen, are you wearing a kilt?
Yes, I'm wearing a kilt here. This is for some reason what they voted for me to wear today.
You know, I'm looking at you.
Your little funny kind of purse thing on it. And
it's
humiliating. With the bunch of slippers. So.
You are forever bouncing. I mean, can you sit still?
I can sometimes. I'm told that I bounce even when I sleep, but it's just kind of cold in here, and I'm a little bit nervous and everything.
Uh-huh. So the pages of this diary, whatever was in there, was of such a personal nature that I read the email about it, that you didn't want to reveal things about other people, so that's really why you almost walked out of the house.
Yeah, well, I had no idea what they were going to do, though. It turned out the big torture that they were talking about is they woke me up by dumping a bucket of water all over me. Now, that was excruciating, but it would take a lot more before I start reading pages out of that diary. They'd have to, like, threaten to light me on fire or something.
All right, now, is this some type of cheap publicity stunt, or are you really, really, really clutching that diary like a teenage girl would, saying that these are the secrets that you will not let go?
Yeah, I am clutching it. There are secrets in there, and I absolutely I absolutely cannot reveal what's in that diary.
I'm
not saying I won't before the show's over, but they're going to have to come up with something better than a little water on me. Uh-huh.
So if they were to throw in, like, sweeten the pot, you're going to get, what, 500 grand if you last 6 months? If they sweeten the pot, then you might reveal the pages?
I might. It's a possibility, but I'm telling you, I really don't think so, because I have to worry about people when I get outside, too. You know.
You never murdered anybody, did you, Karen?
What's that?
You never murdered anybody, did you?
No, but some people might murder me if I actually read what's in that thing.
Whoa. Okay, if you want to see Karen and right now, if you go to ourprisoner.com,
mm-hmm.
it's synced up with the show. There's no delay, so you'll be able to hear him as you're hearing the audio. Have you given any thought to our offer, friend, about sending a girl in for a lap dance?
You know what? I have considered it. I actually thought that you were going to actually send one here, so I don't know. I was sort of half surprised that she didn't show up. But I'm telling
you, we tried, didn't we?
No, we tried, and you turned us down. No,
yeah, I would. I'm telling you, I would have a heart attack if that happened.
Hold on.
I wouldn't even know what to do in the presence of a woman doing that.
Rob,
I would turn us down.
Oh, do you know that your producer turned us down? Now, aren't you the star of the show? Do you have any say at all, or does your producer call the shots?
So everybody calls the shots here. I even have to do what the interns say. I have absolutely no free will when I'm in this house.
Let me ask you a question, Karen. If we were going to get in good with somebody in that house where we could send a stripper out to your house, who would the person be that we'd want to contact?
Send a sweet tea. Yeah, if you send a sweet tea, you'll be... I don't know, Zach. Who should they contact?
Sweet tea. Who's that, a rapper?
No, sweet. That's a man who works here who's obsessed with sweet tea. Sometimes he goes around the whole day just mumbling it to himself.
So his name is Sweet Tea. That's his nickname?
Yeah, no, his nickname's Indeed. But you'd want to contact the CEO of the company, and he's the one who could definitely...
See, there's a problem right there.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
All I know is that I'm still logging onto your website every day. I'm still watching you every day.
Yes.
I know you were on Good Morning America. You've been on our show. You've been on a lot of shows.
Absolutely.
Has the interest... And goddamn, your leg is going like a dog humping a couch. Is the interest waning, or are you building momentum media wise?
Well, the interest certainly is not waning from fans or the people. Yes, I mean, it seems like every day more and more people are signing up, more and more people are blogging. I mean, to my amazement, and I will admit that to my absolute amazement, it is not waning. It is building in momentum and in power as we go.
Karen, I'm curious about outside of the house.
To watch, I guess, people who are mentally damaged for, like, hours every day.
I'm curious about outside of the house. Do you have people, like, just coming up to the door, people that have zeroed in your location that are just hanging out in your front lawn? I mean, what's going on in that regard?
No, we have successfully kept the location top secret. The latest rumor is that we are in the middle of a shopping mall, so no one's really found us yet.
Okay, all right.
Well, listen, we are going to be away for a couple of weeks. We'd like to check back with you when we come back. Is there anything at all besides a girl that we can get to you and send you
something you might enjoy
that would make you happy.
Oh, something that I would enjoy. Oh, I don't know. How about some really cool kazoos? You know, I love kazoos.
He collects them. Has the biggest collection. You know, now I know why you're doing this. It's official now. You're out of your mind.
I've been told that. I like gummy bears.
Gummy bears. How about cereal? Do you like, what's the kind from Germany, Rob? Hairbro?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Hairbro.
Okay. It's wax coating.
How would you like it if we sent you a case of Hairbro gummy bears?
Oh, manna from heaven. Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we can make that happen
today.
We will
make that happen for you, Karen.
Make that happen.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Have a very safe 4th of July, and we hope that when we get back, you're still in there, and we'll call you in your house, okay?
I really don't have any plans of leaving. I mean, I'm pretty resilient.
Yeah, you got to hang in there, Karen. We're pulling for you. We want to see you get that $500,000.
Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you soon, dude.
Absolutely.
All right, bye-bye.
There you go.
There he goes.
And now I like to watch the end of the conversation.
Ourprisoner.com.
So in about, 20 seconds or so, he'll be getting the news about the gummy bears?
Roughly.
I want to see how he reacts to this.
So
I can bring it up.
All right, now he's listening to it.
Oh, that's the hang-up there.
I heard him say, very strange.
Wait, you're still
left?
Yeah.
We'll
get this in 20 seconds.
Exactly.
He's playing his own hero.
Jesus.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
There we go.
He's too weird. I'd be curious to know if anybody went to that website to look at him.
He just jumped on
Hello.
That guy right now.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Hello. Joe, you got anybody out there that was watching this guy? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it doing, guys?
Hey, did you get on the web and look at this guy?
A little bit, yeah.
While we were talking to him?
Yeah.
Check out his kilt, dude.
I know, it's very sexy.
I mean, what's he doing right now? It looks like he's just reclining.
He's chilling out after his big radio interview. He's, you know, he's relaxing. He's cutting, you know, he's kicking back.
It's weird.
And did they just cut it off there, Buzz?
It seemed to stop or jam up, but it's rebuffering now. We'll see what happens.
What's he doing now? You know, he's there with that one guy. Every time we've seen him.
That guy's like his Cato Kalin.
Okay, that's his what?
That's Zach, his producer.
His producer. Right. So is that the guy that rebuffed us with the... Because I don't think we're going to get a stripper to the guy if we go through the CEO.
Well, there's no way to do it any other way because we don't know where
Mike,
he is.
The gummy bears will be our gateway.
Okay, yeah.
The gummy bears
the gateway drug.
The gateway drug to getting him some nice quality showgirls, like the girls we had today.
Yes.
For you.
Yes, indeed, on my birthday.
Could you imagine that? I bet he would be like Forrest Gump when those girls showed up. They just take off their bra. Oh, my Jenny.
He does appear to be a slightly high-strung lad.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jumpy. I don't get that.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi.
Mike, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Did you have to put any extra air in your Harley tire this morning?
I didn't ride the Harley today. Wanted to, but I didn't. Thunderstorm.
How close are you guys moving to Baltimore?
To Baltimore?
We're moving closer.
2 miles.
Closer.
2 miles away from Baltimore, Rob says. 2 miles away. We'll be able to spit on Camden Yards.
And Hello. Vice versa. We're all getting season tickets.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Oh, you're killing me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to wish Mike a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Everybody does.
What? You what?
No, you what?
You what?
No, you what?
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 You're tired of my birthday, aren't you?
Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah. You're a trooper. Thank you for this.
It
means a lot to me.
Here's what I like about it. I like you're happy about it.
You like it I'm almost of the same mindset. I'd be going bananas.
I like it that you like it. I like it that you're flipping bananas for it. What I could do without is, you know, and I'm sure after a while with you two, just I'm almost afraid to answer the phone.
I know
it's just going to be happy birthday, Mike.
But I know I'm letting you down a little bit because you're kind of running the show, and you know
it.
That I'm kind of spinning out right
you'd
now.
You love it.
You know my part. Don't I kind of feel like my heavy lifting is over right now, and I'm kind of like sitting there and just chilling out, and you know, here we go. Still enjoying my cocktail. Sorry about that. Right, listen, you know what? I'm going to be there for you right till the bitter end.
Hold on.
Terrible studio.
Mike, the hotline is ringing.
Huh.
Now, would it be my girlfriend? I don't think she would have the balls to call the show.
I can only hope. Does Robert, the mailman, have the...
No, he doesn't. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Mike?
Yes, Rob. Hi, Rob.
It's Rob Spielak. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Thank you, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Speak to us right now. Come on. Come on now.
Hello.
Come on. Come
Don
on.
And Mike. Hello.
Hi, Mike. This is Beluga.
Oh, it's Beluga. No, you know, I really think the next Beluga, we fired the Beluga yesterday, is going to have a better voice.
Yeah. Hello,
I like the voice. I just didn't like the guy's content. Right?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, it's Beluga.
They're lined up. Well, that's not good either.
Hi, welcome to the party. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Speak to us.
You are on the air.
Happy birthday.
Hey. The Whisperer. All right, that was not pleasant
Hello.
At all. That was scary.
Don and Mike show.
And to Beluga, you're 329.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn down your radio, please, Dumas.
Oh, boy.
How you doing?
Good.
Turn your radio down.
What's going on, guys?
Are you drunk?
No, I wish I was.
What can we do for you?
Well, most just want to call and say happy birthday.
Sure.
Loving you guys out here.
It's official now.
Say happy birthday,
it's official.
Mike.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mike. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, radio god.
Hi there.
How are you? Thank you in advance.
Why are you going? God. What?
Well, he doesn't have anything to say after that. I trumped him. Of course he was calling to wish me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just to wish me. That's all.
Hi, Beluga.
What
the hell's that, Mike?
I think it might have been an audition.
Uh-huh, they all. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Pretty exciting radio. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I mean, we were really building some momentum there with your girlfriend and the baby and the strippers and the accordion, and now we're just to the phone calls.
That was a sad honk.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Thank God your birthday's only once a year. Hello. Hi there.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Right back at you. Oh, you can't do that on a birthday. It's only mine.
Right.
Sorry, friend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, happy birthday, Don and Mike. My name is Ralph.
No, just Mike's birthday.
Oh, come on.
My name is Ralph, and I'm out and about.
Oh, my ice. Sorry about that. That was my ice.
Hello.
I'm so wasted.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Mike's still having his drinks.
Yes.
Still having his beverages.
I've had one that I've really been nursing for a long time. If this was under normal circumstances, we'd be to three or four.
You said nursing.
Yeah. Nursing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Did that too.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you. But really, enough of me.
I'd like to stir my pudding for you.
I don't think I want that.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
We do
hey,
not.
Hey, Bud, I want to talk to Bud.
I'm here, man. Go ahead.
What's going on, Bud?
What's going on with you, man?
Happy birthday, Bud.
It's not my birthday. It's Mike O'Mara's birthday.
Oh, man, I must be like,
Bud. Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, happy last day in this crappy studio.
Hey, how about that?
Hey, look at that.
There you go. How about that?
Yeah, thank you.
A wild card, huh?
Bye, fat ass.
Joker, Joker, Joker.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Feliz cumpleaños, Mike.
Is that Feliz cumpleaños?
I think so.
Happy birthday in Spanish.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello. Is this the Mike and Don show? Happy birthday, Michael.
Mike? All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi. I'm sorry. I was looking at my noisemaker.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am not Beluga. I am not wearing a kilt. I do not have an accordion, and I'm not having a relationship with Mike.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
You're the one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, because we haven't been amused with those other calls.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Mike's been amused. Hello.
See you guys.
Hi.
Yes, what do you want to say to me? What do you want to say to me?
You guys are really doing a good job living up to your 15th ranked ratings today.
Now, are you slamming my birthday show, sir?
No, I like your birthday show. Yeah. I disagree with Don. Sometimes it's a little much.
Hey, well, listen, Ass, can I let you in on a little behind-the-scenes secret?
Is Rob going to start sucking helium? Rob's going to start.
Oh, that would be funny.
Without being totally type A territorial, if I didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it. So just blow it out your ass, okay? You freaking loser. I hope on your birthday that you get some kind of cancer in your nuts.
You know, it's really never officially my birthday until you wish cancer on somebody.
Yeah. Now,
I enjoyed that, Don. I thought that was very well handled.
And Rob sucks helium. That's as good as the accordion player.
Lady of Spain.
All right. One more. Take one more hit, Rob. Did he get a rush?
Give me a moment.
Be careful. That would really put a damper on it if you went down.
Sing Lady of Spain.
Yeah.
I'll try. I don't know much.
Did you get a head rush there?
Sing every time.
Sing really? Anything.
Well, the lack of oxygen.
Save me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. I want to get on the air.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure you do. Thanks. I never have.
Just missed your opportunity. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Rob.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Rob has something to say. That's a leprechaun. Oh, now he's going to go down for the count. There you go. Sit. Take a seat.
I might.
Take a seat.
I'll just sit over here.
All right, relax. We don't want to lose Rob.
I'm over here.
Now two of us are losing.
I worry about stuff like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
My brothers.
Hi there.
Shubhajan Madin.
Thank you.
Rob?
That's an Irish lullaby.
Now he goes down. Oh, my God, he's out. He's out on the ground.
Asses.
Oh, we are.
You really are.
We are.
But happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Hope you get cancer.
Happy birthday.
I only said that on your behalf.
I know. Because the guy was saying my birthday show wasn't good.
And not bad cancer.
Right.
Nut cancer.
That's right.
I hate cancer.
I love you when you take a stand like that,
Thank
Rob.
Thank you. Argue it with anybody.
He's lucky you can stand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who?
And just one of your nuts.
Oh. Happy birthday, Yoko Ono.
Is it her birthday today? No, listeners cannot trip the alarm.
No.
Listeners cannot trip the alarm.
Don't pull it out.
That's what you told me earlier.
And don't get out the tape.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
Best way to spend your birthday evening is at a fine dining establishment called O'Meara's in Manassas, Virginia.
All right, you know what that is. Party's over. Party's over. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. I hope you all had a great time. Happy birthday, Mike. That's it. When it turns into people just calling with the plugs for your restaurant.
Yeah, really.
But that's a good present.
It's not like I'm going to be there or anything tonight.
I called just in time.
But nothing would make me happier on my birthday than a good bottom line.
Because you didn't get enough of this today during the show. You're going to go to your joint tonight?
Did last year.
Sure.
Doing it again this year.
That's right.
God. But you know what?
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Worry not, because I really don't think there's anything planned.
Privy!
Nothing will be going on there tonight.
No big signs.
No.
No banners, no balloons.
Not that I planned.
Privy for all.
You know that I tire of this. I tire of this foolishness as well.
Balloons,
be gone.
Taking down his balloons.
Balloons, leave me.
You know, that's fine.
Let's start popping the balloons. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pop the balloons.
This would be a nice way to end our run in the studio.
Sure
anyway.
Will.
You know.
The birthday is over.
There's there one.
Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
It's
screw you, Mike. No more birthday time for you. Go.
And we'll save the last one.
Balloon. There we are. Bring me the Jamesons again, please.
Chop, chop.
We can, but we should.
No, I think not. I think a little close to the end of the day. I believe one would need 1 hour and a half to prepare for the departure.
Yes.
Motoring.
For motoring.
Yes.
Coffee. One can deal with the law with just one.
Have some cake.
Last day in this urinary tract of a studio. Oh.
Here, we've got the string seem to be attached.
Hide.
Mind the chair. Oh, no. I don't want to go near the rusty razor. Not at all. You going to cut it away? Free me of these balloons.
Prepare for
my goodness, they're inundating me. Eat. Fresh
motoring.
Yes. All right. Oh God, those were tedious.
What, those calls?
Yes, yes. I mean, really. I mean, even I get tired of that crap.
Sure, you know. You could do...
That's, I mean, really. And greetings to me, salutations to me. What, for 4 hours, can that make a show? That can't make a show.
Here's the deal.
The show doesn't work like that.
It's your birthday. We got one more break before we go to...
Yes?
Did you get every drop out of that?
Nope.
We got...
Might be squeezing another one out.
We got one more break before we go to Buzz with the News.
Okay.
Would you like to just take phone calls? It's your birthday. Really, I ain't busting your balls.
No, now you're challenging my work ethic now, and no, I would not like to take phone calls. I'd like to do something else.
No, you know what? No,
I'd like to do something else.
No, you're off the hook on that today.
I am?
Yeah.
I had something planned, too. It was going to be funny. Yeah.
You know
geographical,
what?
Old joke, but damn solid.
Little, you know, just... What do you, you know, what did, who is the manager of the Yankees, like when Mickey Mantle was drinking all the time?
He would have been probably Ralph Houk.
Okay. Uh-huh. You know, Ralph Houk occasionally would say to the Mick, to the great number seven, hey, Mick, have a seat today. Have a seat. Watch the game. Just watch the game, Mick.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm not ready to play. I'm ready to play. I've been ready to play all day. I've been on my game all day today, and you know what? Whatever you want to do. It's your call, but, we, you know, these calls have become overbearing. Happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike. How much can a guy take? Jesus.
Do you want to, when we come back?
I'd like to take calls.
That's what I thought you would like to do.
And as a matter of fact, maybe just a splash. For the last run.
Last
and then
one.
And then we'll,
give him a little
not just like a little bit. Little ice, too.
Mike.
Yes.
Your birthday, this segment of your birthday show is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot.
Ah, wonderful stuff.
I've got them in my pants right now. I know they're not Red Hots. It's some type of sauce.
Yes.
Bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods. What? What did I miss there?
Just, we can't have one. We never pour without ice. We really don't. That's just foolishness. But he wasn't expected to know that. No problem at all. Having a very good time. And I really think that, you know what I think? I have a prediction for you. You know how you made that prediction about Regis's show being such a total flop, and you were spot on with that.
Now I can tell you're drunk. You're really patronizing me. Doing anything, you're pointing at me, winking at me. You are spot on with that.
I can also tell you, my prediction is the phone calls in the next go-round are going to be much better.
Yeah.
That's what I... And Rob, you're giving me a thought. You agree?
Yes, they will.
I do.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
God, stop. Please, stop. Wow, this is overwhelming.
All right, well, we'll work some of those calls in. Would you mind in the next break if we also listen to some tape of the awful Regis talent show?
Would I? Because I you know, when you said it was going to fail... You did not say that it was going to be as horrible as it was. It's the worst show I've seen in a very long time.
What's worse, the Regis Talent show or 20 minutes of phone calls to people or that fart I just left?
What's worse is what's in this studio right now. But I'm prepared for that, too.
You know what that
Hello,
is, Mike?
Hello, orange spray.
Is I'll be honest pocket? With you. No.
Is that a little too much day?
That's the smell of jealousy.
Yes. Jealousy, thy name is flatulence.
It smells green.
Wow.
Trust me.
I'll let you know.
It's hanging low over there.
Wow.
Looks like the fog in a werewolf movie.
No, but I do want to hear the tapes of the Regis show, and then maybe just a couple of phone calls.
Okay, we'll break. We'll come right back, everybody. In case you haven't heard, it's Mike's birthday today.
What? Thanks, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I didn't say big pussy, Governor. All right, sit down. All of a sudden, Gelman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy? Well, you're holding up that stupid car.
Yeah, I don't think so. I didn't see Big Pussy, no.
Well, then don't ask me if I saw him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Regis has talent.
All that they desire is friendship and a discreet PF. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And listen, now that I'm looking for it, might as well say hi to C-Blocker Buzz Burbank. How you doing, Buzz?
How you doing? I thought I could accuse you of the same.
How you doing, friend?
I'm doing well. How you doing? You guys block each other? Apparently.
Well, you know, it's our last day here.
Uh-huh.
Working at... Incidentally... Mike's not poured his drink out. It's our last day working here in Toothless Fairfax. We moved to new studios.
Right. I really did have a moment of regret. Colette, who works at the front desk, has left for the day, and I realized that we didn't get a chance to say probably fond farewell. We do have a lot of friends in this building. It's a shame we didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
I said to a lot of them. I said to a lot of them today, I said, I'll see you at the Christmas party.
Right, yeah.
Because really,
yeah,
that's about it. Now, as we're coming back on the air, Julie, who we've had on the air a lot of times, Julie Fullman, mm-hmm, she was walking by, and I was expecting that, okay, you know, like 2 minutes left in the commercials.
Yeah. Right.
This is going to be
a nice farewell.
Come on.
Yeah.
I won't see you till December.
This is it.
Give Daddy some sugar. You know, not, I mean, these are the things that are going through my mind.
That's right.
I'm thinking, oh, boy. Wow, there's Julie. I've said goodbye to everybody except her. Oh, boy. And then all of a sudden around the corner, I was like, I guess I won't be seeing you for a while. And then the next thing is just like,
now, Buzz, you're saying he did the same to you?
Yeah, well, Julie and I were hugging goodbye, then he showed up.
And really, yeah. What did I get then? I got like the aunt hug. You know what I'm saying?
And then I said, excuse me.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a shame.
Yeah, he said, excuse me. And then it was right. Like, I said, well, sorry. You know, didn't mean to cut in here. Sorry, American gigolo. I'll just go back to the studio now. You know, I'm just looking to get a little wood going.
I know. And you know that we are on summer hours now, if you've noticed it around here. It is a ghost town now,
yes,
at the radio station. So no one's really here for a farewell. And I wanted to say thank you to Robbie Gomez,
yeah,
who was part of Andy's thing. So I didn't know that. I saw that on the card.
Now, there are all the people that we've worked with are very nice. Many of them will continue to be involved in the show because without getting terribly technical on your ass, rather than do things digitally and send emails and stuff,
mm-hmm,
for at least the first 90 days when we're in these new studios that are 15 miles from here,
mm-hmm,
they're physically going to be shuttling people over with stuff every day.
Ah,
so it's not like there's going to be a lack of people that we're already familiar with.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Good.
That's great.
And will they be sending over different messengers every day? You know, because once they get to our place, we kind of have total control.
I've also got the word from people who have said, please take me with you.
I know Bear has said, you know, really.
I didn't think we were going to mention. No, that's the Jameson song.
You know, he wants to come over and fix stuff.
He's not alone. Yeah. Lots of people have begged to come with
him. Well, I mean, he's an engineer, and we will need lots of engineers coming over.
We have an engineer on staff there 24/7.
Ah, right? Okay. Sorry, I guess I misspoke. Sorry, it was the booze talking.
Want to take a call?
Damn it. Yeah,
phone call, Mike.
Why'd you say damn it?
Huh?
Why'd you say damn it?
Was it really the Jamesons talking?
Hello?
Did I speak out of school?
Don and Mike show.
No, not you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Happy birthday. Last time I called.
Thanks so much.
Last time I saw Mercedes at a bachelor party, 9 months later, my son was born.
Really?
Well, maybe
that was the dancer that we had here.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe the same will happen to you, Mike.
Could happen. Could happen this afternoon. I mean, this evening.
Hello.
Or his afternoon has already passed.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
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 I just want to wish Mike a happy birthday too. It's my birthday weekend as well.
Sorry, your phone dropped out, but I did catch the happy birthday part. Thank you so much.
Really, what is it with you people and birthdays? I mean,
they're sharing.
Wait, I'm still here.
You know, I'm going to ruin your birthday, so
no,
I'll keep it in my pants.
There's nothing you can do to ruin my birthday.
Sure, I could call Carla back.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
Of course I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, I bet you're calling to say happy birthday to your buddy Mike.
Turn your radio down, please.
Your radio's up too loud.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you calling for your buddy Mike?
Hey, this is Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I was going to call Talking Log, ask Mike if he'd want a male stripper do stripper.
I can't hear a word he's saying.
It was something about you and a male stripper.
Yeah. And the answer would be yes.
That's
whatever it is.
That's all I know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk.
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you.
Thank you. You know what, I should say that my feelings about birthdays are not limited to you and your love of birthdays.
I know.
I mean, even last year, remember, not to bring up a touchy subject for anybody, but I'm going to Frida's 50th birthday last year.
Right.
I made the point of saying it, as it turns out, you know, looking back, you know, I'm glad we did everything we did because it was her last one, but it was like, at one point I said to her, really, How can you possibly live with yourself? Now I've got an ego, you know, as big as Uruguay. But even I say, when it comes to birthday, it's just my opinion. I would say to Frida, how could you possibly sit and bask all day in the glow of, you know, BFD, it's the luck of the draw when you're born. It's your birthday. She's supposed to walk. I understand if you
all right,
wanna,
now stop it.
I understand.
Stop it right now.
I understand. I'm talking about Frida, not about you.
Okay.
I understand if she would want to walk around and say, hey, it's my birthday. I feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very much, you know, I want to party now. Okay, come on. Everybody, no. Please tell me how great I am. I don't want to hear it. No. Tell me. You love me, right? Oh, come on. And after a while, I said to her.
Kind of like Mike.
I said.
Tell the truth. It was just like me. Just like what I'm being right now.
Just like.
And I knew you hated it with her and you hate it with me.
And I used to just say to her, how freaking egotistical. And she would say, hello, look in a mirror, Mr. Ego. I said, yes, but at least on my birthday I keep it quiet. Oh, I don't walk around to people and go, hey, let's celebrate the fact that the sperm hit the egg 47 years ago.
Let it all out.
Hooray.
Get it out of your system. Get it out of your system, because I know for the last, not for the whole show, I'm going to give you credit here. I'm going to say the first hour you actually kind of enjoyed it.
First two hours,
good enough.
I love the first
now,
2 hours.
Now it's been killing you. Let it all go. I understand where it's coming
from. Screw your birthday.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Screw your birthday.
That's it. No problem.
Goddamn birthday.
Right.
Big freaking deal.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Do you feel better now? Or do you maybe...
And do you know how much I spent on your gift?
No, but I'm going to find out.
Do you have any idea?
Write it down, because I'd love to know. Because I know that is a real serious high-ticket item.
I'm going to put down a guess.
Because, I mean, that's a...
Yeah.
Hey,
you rock.
It's a match.
You rock.
It's a match.
And I, you know,
and
how...
that's right. That's what it comes down to me. Materialism.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Screw
you. Well, I deliver on your birthday most times.
Screw
time,
your sentimentality.
Hey, don't I deliver on your birthday, too?
Yeah, and you know that always matters to me.
Of course it does. Uh-huh.
You know it always matters to me that I always add up the cost of your gifts.
The thing that's different.
Just like you do with me.
We are both similar in that materialistic way, but I do. See, that's where I think it frustrates you, because you don't make a big deal of your birthday. You like the stuff. You like to get good stuff.
You bet your ass.
But when it comes to, like, you would never get excited like I do about an accordion player.
Nope.
True.
And I don't know why that is, really. but I do.
I'm glad it makes you happy. I'm just I'm busting your balls.
It really did. The accordion play was the high point of the day for me, and I don't know what that says, but it's my own personal demons that
I've
I have.
Never
to deal
seen
with.
You that happy.
I was legit. I told somebody out there. I said, look, when I'm tweaking it up with the cake and with all that stuff, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
When that accordion player came in here, really, I found out he was here. I walked out of the lobby. I chatted with the guy. I was so excited to have him on the show, and I don't know why that is. But it is, I mean, it was completely legit.
Do you know
legit
that you had, and
he could be here now, and I would not be bored.
I right swear to Christ, now it was right when you started drinking.
Right.
You actually did, subconsciously, the Tom Gavin thing.
The first time.
Where you did
it was real.
Yeah, it was.
It was real that I was that excited
Tom
about
has
it
this hard way of
flat
holding
hands. When he gets super clapping excited, he puts his hands up almost like he's praying, and he claps, and he goes. And I did that legitimately.
Exactly.
Now I know
do
where Tom's coming from. Huh? It was fun. I mean, I'm not...
He's mentally retarded.
I'm not necessarily proud of that, but it was real.
Right,
it was real.
Genuine.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
You know, a lot of the stuff was tweaked up a little bit. That moment and the drinking have been totally real.
Hello there. Don Mike Show.
Yes, this is Homer J. Simpson wishing Don Geronimo a happy birthday. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike, want to wish you a happy birthday. This is Bruce Arena calling from Germany.
That was who?
I don't know.
Bruce Arena.
It's Boys Day.
I watched our boys get their ass kicked today.
Was that Bruce Arena like the place they played?
No, he's the coach of our soccer team.
Bruce Arena?
Of our suck ass.
What did we lose to Ghana by? What was the
2-1
final?
200-1.
So that's it. We're done.
Yep. That's it. We're out. And I guess they were saying, like, in Ghana, they're lucky to have running water.
Yes.
They didn't even think that they'd be into the World Cup, and lo and behold, they beat the tremendous United
Letterman
States.
Had the best bit with Rupert, because the bits with Rupert at the Hello Deli work when Rupert's not really involved, and they were going around to ask people who their favorite soccer players were, and they were giving the names of these soccer players that are playing in the World Cup, and they had this old lady who's trying to read these names with a lot of vowels, and she can't pronounce it at all.
Right.
And And Rupert's talking to her, and then at the very end, this sweet old lady, looked like she was 90 years old, she says, I can't even effing read that. And it looked like she wasn't prompted. But it kind of gave you a little perspective on soccer totally in the United States.
We're now even with Ghana because last year we beat them at golf. So it all...
Okay, get out of here.
Really, you too.
Yeah, you too. I know it's not your birthday. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Well, I thought it was a lovely birthday show, and Mike participated so well with such enthusiasm.
Don't you think on September 18th we could do one really, just real
negative,
good one for you?
Negativo, Mike.
Really, oh,
hello, Donna, Mike show. Hello.
There once was a woman from Brewster. Her butt looked good, so I goosed her. But her panties... Whippy!
That wasn't funny.
No. You laughed at it.
No.
You did.
I chuckled and I suppressed a laugh.
You did.
I suppressed a laugh.
Well, listen, we don't have time now to listen to the Regis tapes, but just suffice it to say.
I wish you'd put money on that little bet you made yesterday.
That the statement I made yesterday, I'm a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to be back in 2 weeks. The show will still be on in 2 weeks.
Right.
But I stand by that America's Got Talent will be canceled within 5 weeks. Here's John Norman.
Hi. It's a present from you.
Well, you're
a listener.
A present for Don.
Obviously, he listens better than I do.
Oh, that's nice. It's a little tiny bottle of Grey Goose.
Yeah. And I have some
Jameson's. Your flavor?
Vanilla.
Hey, we're all in here.
Hey, we're all in here. Right.
And I have some Jameson's for you in the back. Somebody dropped off
very
as well.
Nice.
And
I bet I know who the guy is. I bet I know who that guy is.
Anything for me?
Oh, boy.
No, just a lot of stink, Buzz, as usual. Okay?
All right.
Just Julie. Uh-huh. That's all you get. Just Julie.
Okay. Well,
Julie, do you love me?
My bad.
See, you got a present.
I'll take this little tiny airline bottle.
That is not an airline bottle. That is the kind of bottle that a derelict would buy for a day.
Not a full-size bottle.
It's not a full-size bottle.
Taller than Leo Donahue.
Leo Donahue.
Stop it, Donahue, not Donahue.
Not Donahue, it's Phil Donahue.
All right, before the... anyway,
the Regis Philly. Show.
The Regis Show last night.
Uh-huh.
Very quickly, to surmise, as I predicted, it sucked. The acts sucked. It was like a slicked-up gong show. Obviously,
totally edited. I mean,
obviously
I didn't
taped.
Know.
Yeah, with so many start and stop.
Horrible.
Edits. I can't figure out how they're going to do this thing tonight. I was just looking at the newspaper, and it doesn't say if it's live or taped. And did anybody watch it enough to figure out how you voted? Because it was so confusing that they would have like a juggler out, and then they would say, "Okay, you're through to the next round," and they would have a text number
right.
by the guy's name. And
one word for that show, contrived. Mm. It was so completely contrived. It did not have any moment that did not seem spontaneous. The Hasselhoff and what's the girl's name? Is it Brandy?
Brandy.
Horrible, and the British guy, horrible, just forcing it, and not a serious... You know, the thing about American Idol, it is, at the very base of it, it is a serious talent competition.
There were a couple of good singers.
Yeah, but mostly it was a gong show, as you had said, and it sucked.
At the very beginning, the first act is this guy that comes out. He's dressed like Rock Hudson with a mustache.
Okay.
You know, he's one of these types, the Slicky Boy type, the Robert Goulet type. The finger snapper guy.
Oh. See, I didn't see that, but I tuned in at 10.
He comes out, and the song is Wipeout. You know, the
right. Right.
Anyway, he can do it with his. You got it?
Yeah, it's really great.
All right, let's listen.
It's anyway, Bobby Badfinger.
Anyway, what she says, what Brandy says when this guy's done, she's like, she is just like Paula Abdul. She stands up, she goes, "You are what this competition is all about."
Oh, God.
So listen to this. This was their opening. You got to think they had time to edit the show together, think, okay, America's watching at 9 o'clock. Come on, who's our opening act? He's snapping his fingers, Mike.
Off time. Off time. Totally off time.
I mean, really. it does not fall into the category of so bad it's good.
That's no, bad. And let me tell you why. When we're watching the early auditions, which they make a lot of hay on American Idol, you get the impression that there are, what would you say, 10% of the people that entered that want to get on television?
Yeah.
This has about an 80% rate. These are people that don't want to be in a talent company. They want to be on TV, and they'll take anybody. And it's just a suck fest.
And they don't do it funny. They don't make fun of the people.
What if they made it legit? What if they made, you know, there's a legitimate contract at the end of the rainbow?
Right.
Oh, horrible. Horrible. Made me angry to watch it.
All right, hold on. One more.
Horrible.
How about Wazoo the Parrot?
Okay. Here's Wazoo the Parrot.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't do well.
Well, what's your name?
Wazoo.
Wazoo, the telephone's ringing. Good. Now there's someone at the door. Oh, very nice. Can you call this Uggy? Yeah. Hey, I think you're scoring big on a video game. Nice. Is there water dripping? I guess so. Now, why don't you blow your bubbles? There you go.
Is that a parrot making sound effects?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Good, huh?
And then, you know, because it's like the gong show on American Idol, there's three of them. And bless you, Mike. Instead of a gong, because I imagine they have a big, like, easy button, like at the Staples commercial,
okay.
And it makes a giant X go off, and they get this sound. So here now are three people who are dressed like the movie Blue Velvet, the John Waters movie.
Oh, good.
And they come out, and they last maybe 10 seconds.
Hi, everybody. We are Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
America's got problems.
Well, America wants to be on television. That ought to be the name of the show.
America's effed up in the head.
These are the contestants from California and the entire West Coast.
Hey, idiot.
Each and every single person in this audience is hoping to perform on this stage tonight and proceed on to the semifinals. But one thing is for sure. They better impress the heck out of these three judges. Because believe me, they came here with one thing in mind, and that's talent. First up, please welcome the big Hasselhoff himself, David Hasselhoff.
What a moron. Come on. Regis is. You know, is Regis finally going to get the word that really he has nothing going?
He's just.
I mean, really.
Really? I'm a Regis fan.
He's going to be staring at 80 and somebody's going to tell him that.
It's the same delivery as. We're here in Walt Disney World
right.
For the Christmas Easter Parade.
It's not the Regis that does have some ability, which is on his show where
right
he just, you know, kind of riffs.
Yeah, Johnny.
There was. Did you catch the point? I don't know. I'm completely retarded because I watched the whole thing. They came back from break, and Regis said this thing. He said, man, we're back from break, so for those of you who haven't been watching, welcome. This is the most retarded thing I
Regis looked so out of his element. I've never seen
what,
Regis look more out of his element.
What was more retarded? Regis saying that or are you trying to recreate it?
That would be me. I'm going back to the bank.
Anyway, it's bad on bad.
I think Regis redeemed himself with his nickname for David Hasselhoff, the Big Hasselhoff.
The Big Hasselhoff.
The big
That's
Hasselhoff.
Real creative.
Yeah. What, Buzz?
America's got issues, Don.
Let's go right to Buzz right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Okay, now remember, we don't know what's coming in these auditions, and if they're bad, well, we want to stop them as soon as we can. So each judge has a button which lights up an X, and it sounds like this. David. Brandy. Very nice. Piers. Oh, my God, we get the idea. Now, if an act gets all three X's, they have seen enough to make their call. So let's get started now. When I call
was
your name out...
Is that edit right there on the show out? Itself?
Yes, it is.
Stage, bring your props, sort out the music.
And it's
so they're editing Regis like they did on Millionaire when he first did it.
Yes.
Imagine being the guy that has to explain it to Regis.
Hey, big guy.
Anyway, the show's just awful.
The Big Hasselhoff.
Hey,
the show is awful. Let me see. I'm not really sure how the voting goes tonight.
Did Shales tackle it today at all?
No.
I didn't read it.
No, tonight, let me see. Now, hold on. It's not on tonight. How do you find out who won? Because it's NBC, right?
I think it's weekly, isn't it?
This is, I think, a sneak preview this week. They're going to re-air that on Friday night.
What we're going to do is punch it up
and it's going to be great. It's going to be fabulous.
And the real series premieres next week.
It doesn't matter. Oh, no one would watch it tonight anyway because Ricky Lake is hosting the Match Game on CBS.
You know what? I've watched the Match Game in a minute before I would watch that show again.
Well, then why do they give out all the like text numbers and stuff?
To confuse you.
Oh, they did. Congratulations. And Mike, happy birthday.
Yeah. Ah.
Oh, is it Mike's birthday?
No.
No, it's not. We just made it up.
No.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's on your new show tonight?
Tonight, a prison shootout over sex and drugs. And, like the mafia, you can now quit your AOL.
Oh.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
But you can't quit the mafia, Buzz.
Oh, yeah, you can now, actually.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah.
That was very
professional. I'm a retard.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep.
What's the word from
Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Last time. The last...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Last goddamn time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure. That thing pisses me off.
Your hair a little messed up.
What?
You look like you've had a little day. You look
I have. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Happy birthday.
Happy Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
I'm doing great. Did I mention my daughter and the grandkids arrived
at like midnight tonight?
Conveniently tonight, they arrive at 12:15 a.m.
I think they prepared you for that.
Join me at Reagan National, won't you? 12:15 a.m.
See you there.
You'll have fun.
There.
Oh, are you kidding? I will.
Yep.
I love the Don and Mike Show. Here we go. News and comments now. Buzz Gurley brought to you tonight by the Hard Times Cafe. Hey, Buzz. It's all the great food you love to eat.
Sure is.
Great food. Good people and cheap prices. The Hard Times Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Cafe.
The lead story, of course, is the fact that it's Mike's birthday.
What?
Mike's birthday.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara. Uh-huh.
Did it without edits this year.
Uh-huh. Come on, I dare you. I dare you.
Work?
I'm talking,
talking to the machine?
Yeah,
daring the machine. You know, you'll be leaving this machine soon.
It's this one tape right here.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It always has.
I just fired it myself, but it
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
See, it does not, it's like it doesn't have a stop thing.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's going.
Goes right through the queue. I would just...
I'm going to miss that at the new place.
Maybe not.
That'll be digital at the new place.
Is it going to smell good at the new place?
It will
first week
until we make it smell bad.
Okay, good, but it'll be our smell that makes it smell bad.
Like that's a right. Smokehouse,
right?
Smokehouse ham.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi. MySpace is where grown-ups pretend they're kids and kids pretend they're grown-ups. The website is therefore now instituting an even more complicated set of rules to keep the adults on one side of the line and the kids on the other. To access a kid's full profile, you'd have to already be on their list of friends. To contact them, you'd have to already have their email address.
How young can people be on MySpace?
13. You can sign up at the age...
BS.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with you on that.
Why don't you just make it 18 and over?
And see, for predators...
Hey.
What?
Hey. I'm thinking like 5 and over.
Yeah, see, there's his first moment of joy. There's his first moment of having joy in an hour.
We're back.
Yeah, okay.
For predators.
Glad you had that moment.
Come on, the little kids have their friends on MySpace.
That's right.
Kids have friends, too.
MySpace.
Despite these new rules for predators, there are still ways around it. You know where MySpace is? It's called a taint. It's a space right between my D and B.
Your D and B's and your A.
If anybody says, do you ever go to MySpace? Is it? Why would I want to go to your space? That's maybe the worst place in the world.
No need to go there when you can just drag yourself across the carpet.
Your space. I tell you what, I don't want to go to your space. Why did you go to come to my space? There you go.
Our space. Predators will still find a way around these new rules, like, for example, registering as a teenager in the first place.
Yeah,
and
right.
Despite criticism, yes, Mike, MySpace will continue to sign up members as young as 13. Teens make up 25% of the MySpace membership. The Attorney General of Connecticut says, and I quote, these steps are inadequate. There's far less
than meets the eye.
You know, it's just weird when, you know, when you're looking at businesses that are so regulated as far as underage, but yet you can do this where it's been documented, like on that guy Chris Hansen's show,
right,
that this is exactly how these predators use the internet to get kids. It's ridiculous.
True. It may seem ridiculous, but Robert has made a lot of nice friends.
And how old would Robert be?
He just turned three.
Three. Very good.
And any idea who owns MySpace?
I do, yes.
Anybody, Mike?
No, I have no idea.
It would be Fox News Channel, Fox TV, Sky TV, Rupert Murdoch.
Hello.
Didn't they just buy it, or have they had it for a long time?
They've had it for a while.
Wow. But also owns DirecTV and TV Guide.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm all for, like, adults in MySpace and those kind of websites. I think they're fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, I mean, why 13?
Well, there's some money to be made.
Yeah, but I mean, the truth is, you could say 18, and just as Buzz said.
Right. People would still lie.
You get some pervert who lies.
Yeah, you're right.
So they say it's 13.
It's unregulated. It's hard to regulate. They might not be able to do
it. You know, it's Mike, this is what you got to think about before you make your baby tonight.
Okay.
What you've got to think about is being the type of parent that's going to be proactive enough that when Mikey Jr., 13 years from now, wants to get on MySpace,
right,
you sit him down and you say, that's not cool, son.
You know what I'm going to say 13 years from now?
What?
You stay away! Get off that computer! I'm going to raise hell!
Time was you could quit. You could not quit the mafia. That's how it used to be. You couldn't quit the mafia. These days, Buzz, you can. No, these days you can.
No way.
Now, people who get inside the mafia, who study it, who write about it, experts on it today, and today's mafia, say that people are actually...
Tell them to stop. Tell them to shut up.
Successfully leaving.
Tell them
to shut up. You know.
If
you keep your mouth shut.
Oh, God.
But Vince Ferrari has done what others have been unable to do. He quit his AOL account and did not keep his mouth shut. Vince, like many other folks, including reporters, found leaving AOL almost as difficult as leaving the mafia. Vince recorded the customer service call in which he tried to cancel and then posted that recording on the internet.
Oh, I heard that on the net today. I heard the guy's got a real accent like this. Well, cancel the account then.
He was very polite and very calm, and so was the AOL guy. The AOL guy just wouldn't take cancel for an answer.
Was this the guy that was going, why? Well, why do you want to quit?
Right.
Tell me why.
Yeah. And then Vince is like 30 years old, and the AOL guy says, can I talk to your dad?
Wow.
Yeah, the guy waited on in hold for 15 minutes to talk to a customer service rep, and when he got one, the service rep kept him on the line for 4 more minutes, refusing to take cancellation for an answer. AOL has now apologized. They've fired that employee, and AOL says it will do better in the future. Now, who'd like a 30-day free trial?
But you are wrong about the mafia.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that message doesn't get through.
Just so you know, if there are any friends of ours,
speaking
about Mike and I, any friends of ours out there,
right,
Johnny Bag of Donuts or whoever's listening right now.
We do not advocate that last news story. You cannot leave the mafia.
Okay.
Once you're in, you're in. We're not in it. We will make that very clear, but we do know people.
We're dying to get in.
Yeah, but they're
dying to get in. So please let us be your court jesters. We've even brought up, you know, do I amuse you?
Yeah, we said we could really make your next meeting rock.
We'll be Spider. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the guy's name, Joe Pesci?
We will fetch drinks, and we will let you shoot your .45 automatic and make us dance.
You joke, but you have been invited.
Mm-hmm.
We did notice earlier this week that candy maker Nestle, as in Nestle Bar and Nestle Quick, had bought out diet company Jenny Craig. Nestle says this just proves how committed it is to nutrition. The $600 million acquisition is just the latest in the ever-growing Nestle empire, which also includes Slim Fast, Power Bar, and Lean Cuisine, and baby formula, and Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Yesterday, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called on the U.S. Congress to pass an immigration reform bill. Calling it a national crisis, Arnold demanded the border be made secure. Let's all take just a moment to think about the amusing irony in this and then move on. The same Republican...
Hold on.
Huh?
I know I'm a little slow.
You need another minute?
Okay. He's... Let me see.
He's not
done. He's...
Done.
Hey, shut up.
Right.
I get jokes.
Okay.
All right.
He's an immigrant.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And he wants immigrants.
You got it quicker this time.
It's not funny.
The same Republican Congress that just gave itself a raise. See, now it's funny.
Yes, I do.
funny.
Oh, the same Republican Congress that just gave itself a raise despite a bad performance review has just denied a raise to folks working for minimum wage. As gas prices and other prices go up, this is the ninth straight year minimum wagers haven't gotten the cost of living raise. Nearly 10 years, really. Let's talk to one now.
This is John.
Put your retarded brother on.
Hello?
Joe.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ear to the radio. News you can use.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
No raise.
Later. Peace. Bye. Anyway, go ahead, Bob.
Really, it's been nearly 10 years, and this keeps...
Why don't you start from the beginning?
Okay, for Joe.
I'm sure Joe's just listening now.
Joe, Congress just gave itself a raise, bad performance, just denied a raise to people working for minimum wage.
Request denied!
That's right. Gas prices, other prices up, ninth straight year, no raise for minimum wages, not even cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
This keeps them below the poverty line by $6,000 a year.
Request denied!
Minimum wage is under 11 grand a year. They'd have to make over 17,000 to get above the poverty line. But
request denied.
Congress voted no to a raise again this year.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Request denied.
Hey.
Hey.
Prison shootout. When we come back.
Oh, right. Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi. You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Flippin' awesome. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I have another break of Buzz to do the comments tonight. Yeah. Buzz is all about Cox.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Cox Communications.
Your friend in the digital age. Cox. Services include local long-distance telephone, high-speed internet,
digital cable.
Cox. 703, they don't suck. 480-62-22. Boy, that'll be the last live read we do from this studio.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow, it's exciting.
Ooh, you got to think about that. You got to think about the fact we've driven the same roads 15 years, come to the same studio every day for 15 years, and now 2 weeks.
How many shows?
Changes. How many shows?
How many shows ahead
in 15 years? Keeping in mind our fantastic vacation schedules. How
did you take out vacation?
Yeah.
Nearly 120 shows.
It's a miracle.
Goddamn, we work hard.
Yep. Whoa.
Nearly. Anyways, it has been a pleasure to broadcast from... Who am I kidding? It sucked to broadcast from this crappy building for the last 15 years. We're glad to be moving to our own studios in Rockville, Maryland. It'll happen on Tuesday, June 11th, when we get back.
July 11th.
What did I say?
June 11th.
Right.
Time machine!
Keep forgetting, because the only day that's really important to me is today.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara's birthday.
Goddamn right.
June 22.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Sir.
Request denied.
Is that for next year?
No, next year you said you wanted the accordionist.
Ah, good, okay.
That request, granted.
Well, unless...
Oh, yeah, hopefully. Well, there'll be others.
Hello. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. What an amazing story this is. A shootout at a prison, a women's prison, over drugs and sex. No prisoners were involved in the shootout, at least not directly. Federal agents were there trying to arrest some male prison guards.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forget myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
These guards have allegedly been giving drugs to the female prisoners and keeping quiet about it in exchange for sexual favors.
Yeah.
One of the guards, about to be arrested, drew his weapon and fired on the federal agents who'd come to arrest him.
You talking about his gun or his penis?
His gun. The agent was killed. The guard was killed. And a Bureau of Prisons official...
Don't be confused with the gun.
...was wounded.
The Ron Burgundy gun.
The muscles, the biceps. Five other guards were arrested without incident. All this at a federal pen in Tallahassee, Florida, yesterday.
I shouldn't be making jokes about this. We have tape of this.
Really?
This is really not a funny story.
All right, check it out.
Well, now it said shootout at prison, but apparently it's not.
It's labeled, obviously.
America's Got Talent, I guess.
Really? You think so? I think it's a shootout.
Reach into my pocket.
Wait,
I pull
for the
up the Dave the Horn Guy beanie so I can take it up to the next level and become MC Dave the Horn Guy. Mix it up.
That's the wrong cut.
It's this one.
That is the wrong. I'm sorry. That was
now American. Tape of the shootout.
No, here's tape of the shootout.
Oh. I am the other son of Jor-El, Superman.
He is.
Speaking of guns, if you believe the UN is coming to get yours on July 4th, you're either paranoid or perhaps a member of the NRA.
Well, once again, hi, Wendell.
The UN ambassador from Sri Lanka says he's personally gotten 100,000 letters from U.S. citizens who believe that's what he's up to.
You want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend?
He says, huh?
I mean, your ass and my face. What's up?
He says that's completely wrong. He's sponsoring a conference about illegal weapons that are traded internationally, including anti-tank missiles, not guns that are owned legally. Otherwise, the Sri Lankan ambassador says guns should be regulated by individual nations, not some world body. So the NRA has apparently worked its membership into a frenzy for no particular reason. Unless anti-tank missiles are also good for hunting squirrels. The deaf and hearing impaired were no doubt...
What? Hold on. You wouldn't use a tank to shoot a squirrel.
Well, that was my thought, but I really don't know guns.
That was a joke, right?
To some, perhaps.
Not funny.
Okay. Now we know.
You know what? Don't worry about guns. Worry about roses. Guns and Roses, man. Guns and Roses.
How you doing, Jameson?
My favorite band.
None of this is going to happen at the new place.
All the bad.
The deaf.
What? What do you mean, the jokes and the drinking?
Exactly. The deaf and hearing impaired were no doubt grateful that the jumbo TV screen at the graduation ceremony was captioned. They were probably surprised, however, to see the words Ku Klux Klan among the text at the bottom of the screen. As anyone who's watched the closed captions on live TV knows, the words don't always come out right, and Centennial High School had hired a professional captioning company to do its graduation video.
This ought to fix the youngsters.
Dad,
this will be really funny. Want to see something really funny?
It's an unfortunate mistake, since that's the school where the 311 boys were arrested 3 years ago. K, you see, is the 11th letter of the alphabet, and there are three of them in Ku Klux Klan. So 311 is apparently Klan code.
Oh, dear.
You gotta get Happy Monday night.
Oh, and happy birthday. Good news for you and anybody in the over 40 crowd now who thinks they can help us in Iraq. The Army's
annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Still not sick of it, are you?
So bored with
it. Still not sick of it, are you?
So very sick.
Boring, Don. The Army Reserve, and the National Guard have just raised the recruiting age to 42. That's 7 years older than the recruitment age limit less than a year ago.
So I can serve?
Not quite, but it's headed in your direction.
All right.
Stick around. Exactly. It could go higher. For some reason, the Army's still having trouble meeting its recruiting goals.
Because I want to do that. I want to give back.
Shut up, you liar. You know who's in prime, really, at the prime real estate for that would be Bobo.
Yeah,
right.
I'm going to need some time off.
Have you been approached by recruiters?
Can you imagine that?
Private pile?
Would you just want to move to Canada?
You know, the last
you found
time
out that Rob was going to be like in the National Guard, even
he'd start
reserve
some sort of crisis.
The last time that it was even broached with some international security, I contacted the USO.
That's right, because you want to entertain. Rob's theory would be, I think we can win their hearts by making them laugh.
Are you familiar with Adrian Cronauer?
This is the second year in a row the Army's had trouble meeting its recruiting goals. You'd think it was an unpopular war or something. Now, who'd like a 30-day free trial?
Hello, Mr. Newton. This is Rob Spiewak. I'm looking for my deferment.
This is an unpopular war.
Exactly.
Cool.
And you don't use anti-tank missiles to hunt squirrels.
All right.
Honoring the men and women who find our lost penises when we continue.
Now that's funny.
Exactly.
And he hasn't even read the story yet.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just go home.
Have a nice vacation.
Good night.
We'll see you later. Be back.
Wow.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's good because it's based on books. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a lie. And now... Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Finally, in this building, we still don't pay cops enough for some of the crap they have to do.
Amen.
Still, we honor the ones who aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. Take, just as an example, the cops who were honored this week in Kansas City.
Say dirty?
Yeah.
As in Joe Dirt?
You want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass and my face. What's up?
Did not have a chance to mention that. I know we're up against time.
Yeah.
David Spade had a press conference yesterday to announce he will be getting engaged to Heather Locklear in the next 3 months.
Weird.
Very
strange. Deal with Satan.
That was it, right?
That's true.
Very weird.
Weird.
Here are some of the things Kansas City cops did, heroic and otherwise, to receive an official thank you.
Okay.
Race a motorcycle after a confused elderly motorist who was driving in the wrong direction.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Bailed thousands of gallons of water out of the city jail.
Angelina Jolie.
Solved three tough murder cases.
Tom Hanks.
And fished a man's penis out of the trash.
Oh, that was Carrot Top.
This Buzz Cave is closed. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Cops.
Yeah.
And I thought it was celebrities. And Mike, I'm sorry, your birthday party is over.
I don't want it to end.
Well, fortunately for you.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
It continues.
It won't. Listen, have a great, safe holiday, everybody. We'll be back on July 11th. Not July 10th, because that's the day. So we'll see you July 11th from our brand new digs. Have a great holiday. Be safe. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
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 Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for everything, guys.
Happy
really.
Birthday. And you.
See you on the pike.
Right.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Chris. Now that we've talked about kissing and cuddling, it's time to practice eating out. At a fancy restaurant.